I don't want to touch you. I want to kick your ass.
Very good, sir. Very good.
Bro, I don't want to touch you. I want to kick your ass.
I dare you, sir. I dare you to even try touching me.
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Now I know what's your number. You know that. I'm gonna call the police, okay?
Well, sir, I think you're the one who's...
I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm sorry to God. If you come by to the store here again, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Beats, thank you. Hello, everybody. Madhouse Radio has returned. Oh my God, can you believe it?
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Yes, that's right. Hey, everybody. Good evening. Carlito, Madhouse Radio. Assorted Monkeys are here also. Milkman is in the house with a cold. Milkman, how are you, sir? All right. Beautiful. Of course, none other than Tuck. Tuck is here. Big Tugster in the house. What's up, Tuck? Show your titties. Nothing from Tuck. All right, good. Two for two. Milkman, are you yet? Are you here yet, Milkman? Say hi, Milkman. Try it now. Come on, sir. Oh, boy. All right, then. Here we go. I'm Carlito by myself. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a good show. And we're going to do some prank calls. We're going to do our normal thing. I'm going to turn on the music here since you can't really hear me because it's blasting. Does that make sense? There you go. You can reach me here tonight over on Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Message me at Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Again, madhouse@live.com. And that's about it. I mean, that's all there is. Those are the three right there. Those are the big three. I mean, if you don't have either of those, don't even worry about it. Just go over to the website and send me a message there. madhouselive.com is the website. While you're there, also be sure to check out my podcast, my prank call archives, thanks to Hollywood Vanya. Hollywood Vanya graciously donating a phone card for us to use tonight. Nothing really came of that. I'm understanding there's a problem with the microphones here. Hang on, give me a second, folks. Stand by, don't go anywhere. All right, there. Now you can be heard.
There we go.
All right, good. Sorry about that.
Hermanito.
Sorry about that. I figured it out.
I was holding my breath all that time, and me and Chuck about exasperated ourselves.
Man, dude, I'm telling you, almost had the perfect night tonight with the, you know, with the audio. Almost had it perfect. It almost came out perfectly like I was supposed to, but.
Yeah.
What do you know? Oh, well, you know, you can't win them all. But I want to thank you, Milkman, for being here tonight, man. Thank you for being here tonight. As I said before, the Big Milkman is here. Big Tuck is here also. Yep. TuckerMike.com is his website.
Keep running straight.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
I got it figured out. I had it backwards, man. I had the one PC was doing what the other PC machine is supposed to be doing. It was kind of confusing there for a second. The echo's gone now, so don't take advantage. Although I did hear last week when you did the show yo titties. Hey, Tuck, do that again. Hang on. I'll give you a cue. When I say go, I want you to do the show yo titties and echo. All right, go for it. Whenever you hear this. Now.
Show yo titties. Hey, everybody. Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
All right. You done, Tuck? All right, good. I know you love doing that. We always got to do that segment there. The Show Your Titties segment with Tuck. Thank you, sir. Let me turn on my video real quick. I'm not paying attention to the video either here.
That's awesome, man.
I need a sponsor for that.
Yeah, we need to get a sponsor for the show. The Show Your Titties. The Show Your Titties hour. The 10 o'clock hour. Hey, everybody. I got a blue shirt. Check out my blue shirt. Look like Grimace if we're purple. Let's make myself... How do you make yourself look purple? Hang on, let me... Tuck, Tuck, you're a comic book artist. How do I make blue look purple? Do I add red to it or add green to it? What should I do? Add red, right?
Oh, fuck. I can never...
There it is. See, now I look purple. I look like Grimace. Now, how do I fix it? Hang on, I got to go back to... There we go. Well, look at that. Red, green, red, green, red, green. Okay. Having fun with the camera. All right, everybody. Those of you who are listening to the podcast have no idea what I'm talking about or doing. Now it looked green. Now I screwed it up.
I haven't a clue what you're referring to.
There we go. I had to reset the default. There we go. All right. Hopefully you guys are watching on the video feed and you know what I'm talking about. I want to thank Dino for hooking us up with Henry Hill. Henry Hill from Goodfellas, you know, played by Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Classic movie. Very, very good movie. I saw that on TBS and on TNT recently. I think it was a few months ago. I was watching TNT. I saw it again.
Movie.
Yeah, well, it's I have it here in the DVD collection somewhere.
Movies that shaped the
90s. Yeah, I got a DVD collection. It's out over here, way over there by the TV that I only use to watch Magic games when I'm doing the show. That's the only reason I use this TV over here. You guys, can you even see it? It's turned off. There's no Magic games on Thursday for the rest of the season, so I won't be distracted during the show watching the Magic, who last night beat the Celtics. I was good. I'm very happy about that. Maybe that's why. Yeah, that's why I'm wearing blue, because of the Magic. Magic blue, that's right. I am a Magic fan. That's the only really sports team that I follow is the Orlando Magic, and I'm happy they're doing good this season. I'm a little concerned that they're going to be playing the...
colors, blue and white.
If things continue as they are, they will end up playing the Detroit Pistons, who swept us during the season, during our three meetings, and also swept us from the playoffs last season, as well as the season before that. So you can understand when I have some trepidation when the Magic are going to have to face the Pistons. Because whenever we play the Pistons, things just get retarded and stupid. The Pistons just want to... They're a bunch of bullies, those guys, Tuck, guys. You don't watch NBA. You know what I'm talking about. Most of the listeners don't care about NBA.
Knucklehead.
With a bunch of... those Pistons are a bunch of assholes. I would much rather the Magic come into the playoffs at third place so they could take on the Philadelphia 76ers. I feel much more confident with the Magic in the first round playing the 76ers than I feel with them playing the Pistons. That's just the way I feel. That's my moment there. Anyway, so yeah, and at 10:30 we're going to be calling that guy Henry Hill. In the meantime, we need to do a prank call real quick, knock some out for our prank call listeners who tune in for a prank call. Let's do a quick one here real quick. Let's get off the bat, and then a little bit we'll call Henry Hill, talk to him for a little bit, and then we'll finish out with our normal prank calls and malarkey and guest callers and stuff. Our toll-free line will be open later on. It is closed for the time being, but we will open that in the second segment of the show. That's over. Actually, that's Milkman. That's your job, Milkman. What is that toll-free line, sir?
That's right. You can call in and join the show tonight. 888-278-8509-er.
There you go.
Right.
Excuse me. That's right. 1-888-278-8509. You got the time, and we got the dime, as Milkman likes to say. Let's see what numbers we got here from Lonesome Loser. Nobody beats Mitch, a wholesale furniture place. A guy answered there at 9:37 p.m. about 40 minutes ago. They're in Phoenix as. I remember we can call that. There's a good option. We also got Go Eye Gadgets, Invisible Shield, whatever that means. I wonder what the Invisible Shield is. They're in Spokane Law. We also have Billy Bob's Burgers. Remnant from last week, I believe. Tiger Mart's in the house, though. So Tiger Mart and Rollins, Wisconsin. No, what is that? Wyoming? Ew, Wyoming. What's in Wyoming? What's there to do in Wyoming? That sounds like one of those weird states where people probably commit suicide a lot. It's full of Redskins. Nothing. I'm sorry for saying Redskin. I don't think that's right. That's my dad talking.
And lots of cold-ass weather, too, bro.
Cold in Wyoming. Why would you want to live there? Doesn't it look like a fat L? Or is that Idaho? I don't know anything about Wyoming. I don't know. What's the city in Wyoming? What's the capital of Wyoming? I have no idea.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne,
wow,
really?
Dude.
All right.
Cheyenne.
All right, well, there you go. Cheyenne, everybody. Here's a Cheyenne. You're drinking a beer, take a sip for Cheyenne. Pour some liquor for Cheyenne. Wyoming's gone. We also got Charlie's Lake Resort. They're in Lake City, South Dakota.
No Cheyenne.
Serpent's Kiss. Just source for magical and occult ritual supplies. All right, Serpent's Kiss. This is a source of magical and occult ritual supplies. A person sounding like a tranny, according to Lonesome Loser, his words not mine, sounded like one, named Tenya, answered at 10 o'clock sharp p.m., so let's call that place. This is a source of magical, and they spell, you know, these people that spell magic now with a C-K. What is that about? I grew up, you know, and I don't know, Houdini never said he practiced magic with a C-K at the end. That's queer. What's that about? All of a sudden, these kids wear black makeup
magic
and they want
to... or magic?
No, it's magic with a C-K. There's no K in magic. That's French. No. No. Next time you hear somebody who spells magic like that...
It's not even French.
Thank you roll up a newspaper and you hit them in the head like a dog and you tell them no.
French.
You hit him on the head, milkman. Sometimes you gotta do that. I do that to Athena sometimes. It's the only way she understands sometimes. I roll up a newspaper and I hit her right in the head. I'm like, no. I look at her and I hit her. I just bop her a little bit. Right. There's a pressure point right at the very crown of the head. There's a pressure point up there in all women.
Caps.
You take that and you hit it real hard, real quick, and you say no.
Touch him up.
You say no.
Touching the bitch up.
That's right. That's honestly, women dig that. They like a man who does that, who takes control like that. They need it. They have, you know,
welcome.
Women have a psychological need genetically that they need a man to, you know, make decisions from once in a while. Shake them a little bit. You got to shake a woman. Just grab her by the shoulders and shake her. You never do that to a baby. Never do that to a baby. Never shake a baby, folks. No, no, no. The music keeps playing, milkman.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Let's get excited. I heard the phone ringing.
New number just coming in from Lonesome Loser Funky Zone. We called them recently, I believe. We had fun with them, actually. Who was that? What show was that? It was like 3-4 shows ago. We called Funky Zone. But I don't remember it that well. If you remember, message me and let me know. You get a gold star.
Greetings. You've reached the Serpent's Kiss. We are located at 2015 North...
Answer off.
Huh? All right. Turn back on. Cracked it.
Not doing nothing. Motherfucker.
Well, it turned off their answering machine, at least.
Five-star.
At least I got to turn it off, and it kicked me off as soon as I did. All right, well, cool. They're not answering, but we turned their answering machine off. Haha, I got you. That is a prank by Madhouse Radio. I love it when we hack them. We did that recently to that horse riding place, remember? And there was people leaving credit card numbers and stuff on the answering machine. Oh, yeah. There was some guy, he's like, yeah, hi, my checkbook got stolen and I had to cancel all my checks. So my check bounced to you, but I'm going to have the cash. Please come tomorrow. Don't cancel on me. My check bounced. And he had like a 30-minute long explanation that his checkbook got stolen, and then this bounce, and that bounce, and this and that. My good friend Andy told me once. The best man in my wedding, Andy, good friend of mine. He former co-host on this show. He did mention to me once when he caught me in a lie. He said that my biggest tell was that, and he knows that when people the more people add to an excuse, the more likelihood it is that they're lying to you, and it goes up exponentially. He's got a point. When you got this long, drawn-out story as to why it's happening, you always do it when you go to work late, you know, if you go to work late and your boss is like, where were you? And you got this whole story. Oh, yeah, well, you know, my car broke down, and then I had to get in there and fix it, and then this happened. And you won't believe it, and then this cop showed up and started giving me trouble. And yeah, I know you're lying. Why I'm on the tangent, I do not know. Funky Zone, let's call them.
Yeah.
Funky Zone, may I help you?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, I have a premonition. I'm sitting here, and I have a premonition, and you did something really disrespectful to me a few weeks ago. What did you do to me? What happened?
What did I do for you? I did for you nothing.
I called, and I think you were really disrespectful to me. It's kind of a blur. That whole night is kind of a blur. I know it was on a Thursday. It was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Me and you, something happened between us, and I think you owe me an apology.
Do you know who I'm talking to?
This is the jerk guy at Funky Zone who did something bad to me on the phone several weeks ago, It was so traumatizing. I can't even remember it.
But I don't know you. Just come by here. I have to talk to you. I have to see you.
Well, you don't have to threaten me. You don't have to threaten me, though, sir. That, you know, what do you mean come down to touch me? No.
I don't want to touch you. I want to see you.
I will defend myself. If you try to put your hands on me, I'm going to, you know, I don't turn the other cheek. I'm going
to
make sure you
don't... Okay, just come by. I need to apologize for you. Just come
well,
by.
Well, I think you put your hands on my person when I came in there, didn't you? Huh?
I didn't. I know.
You put your hand on my shoulder, didn't you? Huh?
No, I didn't, bro.
Oh,
no.
I think you kind of pushed me, your hand on my shoulder, and you kind of pushed me a few Thursdays ago, and I called you, and then you threatened me more to come. You're going to hit me, weren't you?
When that happened?
Two
months ago?
Thursday, a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago?
What is your name, sir? Because I want to make a report.
I want to make a report?
I'm making a report right now on you. I'm writing you up.
Okay, just come by here to the store.
No, what is your name, I said? You're required to give me your name, please, right now.
I don't want to give you my name.
Do you have your papers?
I don't want to give you my name.
Do you have papers?
Who's talking to me?
This is Valente. I want to know. You need to tell me right now. Do you have papers or no? Yes or no, do you have papers?
Which kind of papers?
You know what papers I'm talking about. Do you have your papers?
Call the Division of Foreign Hackers.
You know the papers for you to be here. Like where you are right now, you're supposed to have papers. Do you have all your papers?
Hey, motherfucker, I'm an American citizen.
Yeah, but you don't have your papers, and we're going to have a problem, aren't we?
Shut your mouth, man.
Who's this?
Who's talking to me?
Give me the apology.
Okay, hey, bro.
Right now, you give me the apology right now.
Do you think you are a man? Just come by here to the store. If you are a man, just come by here.
For you to touch me again like you did last time to push me. Is that why?
I don't want
to
touch you. I don't want to touch you. I want to kick your ass.
Very good, sir. Very good.
Bro, I don't want to touch you. I want to kick your ass.
I hope you have your papers because I'm coming by with, you know, with other people. They're going to be...
Shut your mouth, man.
They're gonna have to.
I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm sorry to God. If you come by to the store here again, I'm coming. I'm gonna kick your ass.
I dare you, sir. I dare you to even try touching me.
What's your name? Now I know what's your number. You know that. I'm gonna call the police. Okay.
Well, sir, I think you're the one who's threatening me.
Hey, bro. I'm asking you for.
Hey, bro.
I'm gonna call. You bother us, and I'm gonna call the police. Okay.
I'm asking you, sir.
You're a fucking guy. Okay.
I'm asking you for an apology and you're threatening
me. Shut your mouth. I don't want to apologize for you.
Hey, fuck your mouth. Hey, listen, you son of a bitch.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, bro. Don't bother us again, okay?
You fucking illegal shit.
I'm swear to God, if you come by to the store again, I'm going to let you suck my dick.
How many fathers do you have, sir?
Shut your mouth.
How many men were with your mother before you were born? Bastard.
Son of a bitch. All right, let's call Henry
Wow,
Hill.
Wow, he wants some gay sex.
I'll have to give him a call back later.
Dick.
I don't remember. I know we prank called him recently.
Division of Foreign Hackers. Let's turn him in.
I want to say it was maybe two or three.
Get his IP and start hacking him.
We'll work on it. Milkman, all right? Hang on. We prank called him, I'd say maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I really don't remember what it was, but I remember I just remember Funky Zone, and sure enough, yeah, the guy's funny. We were able to escalate him quite well. Quite slowly, I must say. I did a pretty good job with them. The level escalation was at a... From the beginning, it was kind of rocky, but I was able to, you know, keep him in there. And he, that's an art right there. That's prank calling.
Apologize.
The funny thing is, you know, he's got our callback number, our Grand Central number, which goes to our private voicemail. So hopefully he'll be leaving a message momentarily. I forgot what that voicemail sounds like. I had to change it recently, as a matter of fact. I wanted to play that for you guys.
Okay,
I had to.
Jack Valente and all that?
I changed it a little bit. I streamlined it a little bit. Hang on, let me see if I can find out. Yeah, I changed it here. So this is, yeah, when we prank call people, our caller ID goes spoofed out as a local 407 number, but it's not the one of the studio or the Madhouse toll-free line, nothing like that. It looks like it says unknown, and it has a phone number, so it increases our chances of people picking up. Simple fact being that, you know, when they see it come up, when you have an actual number, like, okay, well, it's not just blocked, all right? That's something you want to look at if you want to do prank calls.
Yeah, no one's going to pick up a blocked number anymore.
Yeah, the best in prank callers right now do this. They're either spoofing their numbers with a spooftel.com or spoofcard.com products that they sell those websites. Hang on, Milkman. Or they just do a Zolar. Zolar just plays. He just lets his cell phone voice him go out. Go ahead, Milkman. Yes, sir. You were going to say, sir.
Oh, yeah, did you see that news article from Kokanee, man? That trap call, dude. That thing's really messed up, dude.
Trap call? What happened? There's a trap call. What's this?
Yeah, look at that news article. Yeah, Kokanee sent a news article in, man, about trap call.
Oh, trap call. Oh, yeah.
The news articles that we got from Kokanee.
Well, what's trap call? The one where you always...
Already tried to register for it.
Oh, I got an invite for it already.
But it doesn't work outside of contiguous 48.
Tell me I'm one of their power users. Hello?
Hello,
is this Henry Hill?
Yeah.
Henry, hi, this is Carlito with Madhouse Radio. How are you doing, good sir?
Good, how are you?
Good, not bad, good to talk to you. I just want to, I don't know whether to congratulate you or, console you right now. What's your feeling on the verdict? You got 2 years of probation, correct?
Yeah, well, that's unsupervised probation.
Unsupervised. All right, yeah. So are you going to be getting tested during it? You know, are they going to piss test you the whole time?
No, I don't even have to report or nothing. I just can't get a serious arrest in the next 2 years, that's all.
Okay, all right, well, cool. And
I got a $120 fine.
Okay.
I was guilty, you know, I was drunk in public.
All right, so you pled guilty to this, right? I mean, you didn't have any chance of fighting, or did you talk to a lawyer at all, or did you just say, fuck it, just guilty?
No, I spoke to an attorney, but, there's no defense. I mean, I was intoxicated, and,
okay.
You can't break the law.
All right, now, so
I'm sober now, I tend to stay that way.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what... you're gonna stay sober now, what I understand, is that right, Henry?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
39 days. Okay. I don't want to entice or anything like that. But what's your drink of choice? Are you a gin drinker, scotch drinker? What do you like?
Oh, I don't know. I like wine. I like Jack Daniels.
Okay. All right. Just whatever it is, right?
Just beer.
Just like having a good time.
The dogs.
All right. Cool. So everybody who doesn't know or doesn't understand, this is Henry Hill. Basically, you're the basis of the Goodfellas movie. With dogs in the background. You're the subject of Ray Liotta played you yourself, right, in the movie Goodfellas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Are you friends with Ray Liotta? Like, do you know him?
I know him. I see him occasionally. We have a drink now and then. Well, we used to have a drink.
He's a cool guy. I mean, how's he like?
He's really cool.
He's a really cool guy. He seems like a cool guy. Good actor too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Scorsese? Ever meet him?
I met him, I don't have no dialogue with him now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, dude, I saw your movie quite a bit, you know, from when I was a kid. I mean, it came out in, like, 91 or 90 or something like that, I think.
Yeah,
91. 91? Yeah, dude, I saw it in the movie theater. I was young. I snuck in to see it because I was, like, 13 at the time or something like that. But I actually own it on DVD. It's a great movie. It's an awesome, awesome movie. I like the whole part where you're in Tampa and stuff like that, because I grew up in Orlando, so it's kind of close. It's kind of interesting to see that, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
right on. Hey, sir, are you a fan of any sports? You like basketball, NBA, football, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a Jet fan, a big Jet fan. We have a Jet Club here, New York Jets Club.
Okay.
Yeah, out here in California, and we go to we go to different local taverns, and we, you know, we call them Jet Bars, you know, and they got giant bars, and I got Charger bars, you know, and they, you know, and we just have a good time. You know, all the guys get together Sunday morning.
Okay. All right, cool. Like a social kind of thing, social club kind of thing. Just got a thing
in
common.
Exactly.
Like,
you know, we got about 100 members here, our chapter alone.
All right, so you're in L.A. right now then, right?
Yeah, I live in, Malibu.
You like it better in Malibu than, you know, the old home?
Yes, completely. The weather is to die for. I mean, it's the best.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know,
man.
And I just have to stay out of trouble, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's not New York. There's nothing like New York.
Right, it's a big town.
You know, and
different people.
Yeah, you know, but it's a completely different lifestyle. It's a different country out here. But it's cool. I like it.
Okay, cool. Cool. So, what about boxing? I mean, the whole, you know, mob kind of mentality and boxing and this and that. Not that they always talk about the involvement and stuff. Are you a boxing fan? Have you ever been to a lot of fights?
Yeah, I used to be, but no more. You know, I used to gamble quite a bit. I don't gamble anymore. I think gambling was my first addiction.
Right.
You know, I'd like to find. You know, I'm watching the basketball games, UConn and Pitt one.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to see them both. You know, play each other in the playoffs.
Okay. Are you an NBA fan?
You know, I love the basket. I love college football.
Yeah. Are you an NBA fan at all? Do you follow the NBA at all?
Yeah, a little. Yeah. I go to a Laker game now and then.
All right, cool. Awesome. Lakers. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm in Orlando, so I'm a Magic fan. We're doing pretty good this season. Not as good as we could be doing, but nonetheless,
yeah,
my son's
he just went to the game the other night.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, yesterday, the day before, he went to the game.
Awesome.
He's down there.
Awesome. Hey, would you care to share, like, what's the best boxing fight you ever saw in person? Any of the, you know, any...
Muhammad Ali. I went to most of his fights.
Really?
Cassius Clay.
Oh, yeah?
Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali.
Did you go to the Liston fight?
Yeah. I went to the Garden a few times this year.
That's awesome.
You know, and I didn't go to Manila to see the show in Manila, but he used to come to our, you know, we had a few restaurants we used to hang out, and Stacks, you know, the black dude in the movie that got shot,
yeah,
killed?
Yeah, yeah.
He used to be one of Muhammad Ali's bodyguards, you know, when he fought,
okay.
And he brought him down to the club a couple of times, you know, and they had dinner with him. He's a real cool dude. You know, I really dug, and it's been a while now, but I seen him a couple of years ago.
Right.
You know, he was on a plane, and I was on the same plane.
Right. Yeah, I met him in Atlanta '96 at the Olympics. I was 17 years old, and I was volunteering at the Atlanta Olympics, and I saw him. They did a ceremony at one of the basketball games. Where they gave him a new gold medal, because he got ticked off during the whole civil rights thing, and he took his gold medal he got, you know, from boxing and in the Olympics, and he threw it in the river, I think. And they actually did a ceremony where they gave him a new one, and I got to shake his hand, got my picture taken with him. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah,
that's awesome, dude, to have seen him fight, man. That's like one of those things that, you know, I wish I could go back and see a Muhammad Ali boxing fight or watch, you know.
It was a pleasure to watch him.
Yeah, or see Pavarotti sing live or something like that. Something that you can't ever do again, you know. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good deal. So, what about with the other products that you've had? You've got the gravy stuff, right? And then didn't you have a sauce and a cookbook that came out once?
I have a cookbook, Wise Guy, the Henry Hill's Wise Guy cookbook, and I got, I got another book out, Gangsters and Goodfellas.
Okay. I think you had a really good meatball recipe in the cookbook, didn't you? Am I right? Yeah, I had that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the sauce is going to be on the shelves pretty soon.
Okay.
You know, and I'm involved with, another company, it's called Her. It's an energy drink. It's called ATR Her.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
You know, and it'll be in Safeway and Target store soon.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. That's cool. Yeah, I bought your cookbook as a gift for Christmas for this Korean girl that I used to date. And she loved it because she was a fan of like that era of movies, you know, the the Goodfellas and the Raging Bull. She was a big fan of, and Casino and all that. So I got her the cookbook, and she made the meatballs, and they're really awesome. So kudos to you. I don't know if they really came from you or what, but they're awesome, man. Awesome.
Oh, no, they do. I still make them that way today.
Awesome. Cool.
You know, and you can buy my sauce, my Sunday gravy. That's what I call it, Sunday gravy.
Sunday gravy.
In the supermarket soon.
So that's Sunday gravy. It's like a spaghetti sauce. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, it's a marinara sauce. It's delicious.
Okay, good. I'm a big fan of the marinara. All right, awesome. Cool. Do you have like a website or anything that you want to promote, or anywhere people can go to?
My artwork, it's a marble on eBay.
Right.
Or they can go to my website. It's goodmorninghenry@charter.net.
Okay, cool. All right, everyone, be sure to check that out.
My artwork is cool. It's real reasonable.
Awesome. You know? And Henry, I don't know if we can get into this, but what was it like being on the witness in the witness protection program? I mean, whole process.
I give them thanks. I give them kudos. They do a great job, and they saved my life. I mean, the government did.
Right.
I was a dead, and so was my family.
Right. So they put you out in an odd kind of rural kind of area. I mean, were you like living on a farm kind of thing, or can you talk about it?
I owned a few farms.
That's awesome.
They take good care of you, and they protect you well.
Okay.
I got to get.
That's right. All right, Henry. Well, hey, thanks. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I want to thank you very much for being on the show, man. And hopefully you come back to Syndicate Radio soon when you get a chance. And, good luck to your brother, all right?
You too.
All right, man. Good talking to you. All right, everybody. That's Henry Hill.
Yep.
All right. Very nice guest. And I think we did a pretty good interview. Cool guy. I didn't want to take too much of the gentleman's time.
Very good job.
Thank you. We need to go on and move on to more prank calls. That's Henry Hill, everybody. That'll be nice for the podcast.
Guys like that get located like around here.
Yeah.
Where I am.
Right? Really? All right.
Yeah.
That's where they put a lot of Italian guys out there. Do you have any? Do you have any Italian mobsters in your family
there
who married
like
in?
The occasional odd duck kind of guy that he doesn't belong here.
Right. the guy that sold me
couples. They just sort of appear here and go. Well, we were just driving one day and we figured we would just settle down.
Right, dude. The guy that sold me my car, he was
that's the story they give you.
The guy that sold me my car, he was Italian, but he grew up in Georgia, like outside of Atlanta. So he was like really Southern, but he was like his mom and dad were both Italian, and they had moved down during like the 40s. So he didn't talk at all like an Italian guy, but he looked really Italian. But he talked like I don't know how to. He talked like someone on the Dukes of Hazzard or something. It was quite interesting. Well, there you go, Dukes of Hazzard. Right. There you go. Moving right along, we got the Hoosier Inn Bar that we haven't called yet. The Hoosier Inn Bar is in Osprey, Florida. Where is Osprey? That's the name of a bird, an osprey. Caw, caw. Poncho's Video. They're in Southgate, California, and Poncho's Restaurant is in Winnetka, California. Right on. Dude, I've got this heartburn. Milkman, what can I do for heartburn? What should I do? Should I drink milk? Will that help out the heartburn? Because I got the acids coming up to like right here. And it's been going on all morning. I don't know what it is.
That does help.
I don't know what it is. And I burp every once in a while.
It'll soothe and coat your stomach, man.
Yeah, man. And I had some chicken today. And I probably shouldn't have had that. I think I had like a lot of garlic in it and stuff. And it just was like kind of... It just something with me.
Right.
Sometimes with the garlic, it just
southern fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Yeah, that Publix fried chicken. They put celery salt on that. That's what they marinate in. That brine with celery salt. I know this trick. I know it. I recreated it here in my house, actually.
Fried chicken,
fried chicken, baby. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Any Popeyes? Yeah, there's a Popeyes right around. I'll tell you what, I don't like Popeyes fried chicken. Their fried is dry. Very. To me, it's. I love their sides. I think Popeyes sides are way better than KFC sides.
I'll tell you what. The only side I like at KFC is their coleslaw. The coleslaw is the only good thing that you can get at KFC, I think. The only thing that I like there. And even so, I don't like it as much as I used to like it.
And gravy's not bad.
Yeah, no. It's got a taste of bugs. It tastes like bug paste to me. The KFC mashed potatoes and gravy tastes like bugs, dude. I can't eat it.
You have to just put a little bit of salt and pepper in it, and it really helps.
I'm not about to.
Kind of feels like there's like a thin lay of dirt all over it. All
right, true. But the size of Popeyes, man, they've got that rice and beans.
Popeyes dirty rice.
Their rice and beans at Popeyes are awesome. The number two, their biscuits.
Good.
You can go. I used to go all the time, man, before I became a diabetic at the Popeyes. I'd stop there for $1.12. You could buy a six-pack of biscuits. I used to go through the drive-thru and give them goddamn $1.12. That was the price of it plus tax. I don't know if that's what it still is, but if it is, that's a good poor man's dinner right there.
Really good, too.
The six-pack of biscuits at Popeyes, they come buttered in like this honey butter glaze. Oh, man, that's... the best fried chicken you can get in Florida is Publix, man. There's just no way around it. The Popeye's chicken is what I was getting at. It's too dry. I don't like it. It's spicy and this and that, whatever. That's nice. That's cute. But it's dry. It's dry. Especially their chicken breast. It's too dry. Now, Church's chicken, that's a motherfucker right there. You find yourself a Church's chicken, you're in heaven. The chicken is really good there. Church's.
That's good shit.
Yeah, man.
They finally got one of those on St. Croix, man.
Yeah, man. They're in Puerto Rico. They're all over the place. They're huge in Puerto Rico, Church's chicken,
yeah,
man.
A little gas station down there.
Yeah, there's a Church's chicken in a small town close to where my parents live. It's in the general area, but...
Oh, you've got to go to that pollo al carbon I was telling you about, though, man.
Oh, for sure.
Albert chicken stand, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it did good.
All right. Maven says KFC has rice. They do. I didn't know that. Where's KFC? Which KFC?
They do.
No shit, really?
It's pretty plain, though.
All right, cool. Whatever. White people rice. You gotta put butter on it. White people put butter on their rice. What's that about, milkman, right? White people stupid.
I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Milk and sugar. When you say rice, they say milk and sugar.
You're gonna take rice and put some calories on his rice over here.
Mess in the middle and...
Ugh.
Milk and sugar on my rice. I can't stand it.
That's just white people are sick.
How about beans? That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that's right. Put some red beans. Yeah, that's right. Put some red beans and some beef gristle on that. Right there, man. When you make that's right. You fry some pork and you put that pork grease, you pour it right on top of your rice and your beans, man. You mix it all up.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you put
I love Puerto Rican food, man.
And you dust it with adobo and with Old Bay seasoning. You're good to go, man. That's a dinner right there. Tell you what.
Some sazon right on it, too, brother.
Hell yeah, man. And some butter, too. That's some good shit.
Yeah.
Gotta put some real butter on that.
I like those little tiny Puerto Rican peppers, the little sweet peppers.
Oh, dude, yeah, those really small ones, yeah.
Hot pepper,
I forgot what they're called. Are they called achotes?
They're the size of a cherry bomb.
Yeah, they're the size of a little cherry, yeah, dude, and they're green, they're so powerful. Oh, my God, are they called achotes?
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called. Scotch bonnets, that's what they are, right? Scotch bonnet peppers, yeah, they got a name in Spanish, I forgot them. But Scotch bonnet peppers, yeah.
Yeah.
My aunt's house has a tree of them on the back, and we pick them every summer. They're so strong, all you do, you take it, right, and you put one on your plate, right, and next to your rice and beans and whatever,
yeah.
And you cut a little piece out of the pepper each time, and you combine it, you know, with your spoonful that you're eating. And the whole little pepper will last you the whole time.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. That's good eating.
Oh,
right
that's
there.
Fucking awesome.
I'm going to get all that type of food on my honeymoon. I'm going to Puerto Rico for the honeymoon. Speaking of which, we need to talk, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on. Before we do the next call, hang on. I got to mention here. We got a plan. Okay, now listen. Andy already got his plane flight, milkman, for the weekend before. And we're planning on doing a show in Atlantic City, May 23rd. No matter what, I'm going with Andy to Atlantic City to one of those resorts out there, and we're going to have a good time. If Dr. Lego comes through, he said he was going to bring a little bit of gear, and we're going to combine it with what I bring up and anybody else in the area, and we're going to try to do a live show from a hotel room in Atlantic City, or a place in Atlantic City where we could get an internet connection and do a show live. Even if we can't do prank calls, at least we'll do a show. We'll hang out for like an hour.
I bring my own connection with me, bro.
There you go. You got a wall. You got the cards. Yeah, you got the Sprint cards. So I mean, if you guys wanna, if you guys, you know, if the syndicate guys can make it, because I know there's a lot of you guys out in the New York or the AC area. If you guys can meet up, it would be so awesome if we just did a big meetup. I don't know the area, because that's what I'm talking about. We'll do a show, you know, live on the air, maybe for an hour or so, and then we'll go out and we'll go gambling or go out drinking and hang out, and you fucking get drunk and have fun. It'll be a bachelor party show, you know. We'll hang out, and it's exactly a week before my wedding. I won't have to work for a whole 3 weeks after that, so I'm planning. No matter what, it's going to be me and Milkman. You're planning on coming up for that day also, right? The same day Andy's flying in.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to be there, man. I think I'm going to be having to fly out of Minnesota, because that's right at the end of that job is when I'm going to be coming there. So I might just come straight from Minnesota.
Well, my plane flight's already bought. All right, Andy's is already bought. Milkman, you're coming. Lonesome Loser, he lives in the area. He said he's going to show up also. He's been with us since the beginning. So what I'm talking, DTT wants to come. He's always saying he wants to come. But here's the deal. If we're going to do this right, we got less than two months. Right? All right. So if you guys tell me, Cynic, if you want to make this happen, I'll be more than happy to make a show if you guys want to do a meetup. If not, I can just do a private thing with me and my best man and maybe two. But I would love to have a huge, you know, a thing where, you know, at least some of you guys, like I said, Lego said he'll come and he'll bring his equipment. He's got some, like, a mixer he can bring, and he's got some mics and laptops with air cards. The Dead's in Chicago. If the Dead can come, if the Dead can make the trip, I don't know. Andy's flying.
Andy bringing him?
Andy's not driving. Andy's flying. He can't bring him. He's not giving a ride to anybody unless he wants
to. Andy's got an 18-wheeler, man. He can bring him with
him.
He's
flying. He's traveling, man. So unless they're going to get a flight together, I don't know what's going to happen. All right, dude? So anyway, Dino said he's. You tell me. I haven't been looking in the syndicate chat. It'd be awesome. Tuck, you said you probably couldn't make it, right? That would be too hard for you to do. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Well, you're invited regardless. If you can make it, you're invited, and to the wedding also. I know that it's hard.
It's a trip.
It's in Pennsylvania. You know.
Able to happen.
Anyway, so I'm putting the call out there. If it's gonna happen, we gotta start planning it now, so I know what kind of arrangements I gotta make, because my honeymoon planning is about 86% completed at this point. Everything's paid off. I just got little things here and there I got to plan. I got to buy a new wardrobe. I got to get some new suits for the cruise I'm going to be on. I got to have at least 3 suits, you know, nice looking suits. Milkman, I'm going to get an all white suit with the cane and everything, dog. It's going to be awesome. And
Hell yeah, man.
You got to do it right. If you're going to get married, you're going to have the nice honeymoon, the nice cruise ship.
Baby.
You know, and the honeymoon suite with the balcony, you know, and the jacuzzi inside the suite on the cruise ship. You know what's up? No, it's not that nice. It is nice, but we do have a balcony. It's a suite. We're not getting a little cabin with a little window. We're getting an actual suite with a sitting space and a TV and a queen-size bed and a walk-in closet and a balcony where you can sit outside and watch the water going by and all that. It's a huge boat, man. So anyway, a lot of people are saying that they might want to show up in the syndicate chat room. I guess it's a thing. So good. I gotta get with Dino though. Dino keeps telling me I gotta get with him. What hotel? That's the thing. I don't know the area. You know, all I know is that the Borgata's out there, and I think Trump has a casino out there. That's all I know. That's all I know about Atlantic City. And every once in a while, there's boxing over there. I don't know. Is there any events? Is there a concert in the area we could do that weekend instead? We could do that. Is there a UFC fight or something? I don't know how this stuff works. I don't know how you people live up there in the north. I'm just a good old boy from Florida. That's all I know, all right? Anyway, we got time to plan, but I'm just saying we got to put the word out there. We need to make haste. I'm putting Tuck in charge of the planning. Anyway, Pancho's Restaurant and Pancho's Video. Who will win the fight? Who will win the fight between those two entities? Let's find out. We're going to call Pancho's Video here, everybody. Stand by.
We got to get to some news articles. Coconut sent in. Milkman, thank you for reminding me, sir.
Awesome.
Oh, well, hello. Pancho's. This is Pancho's Video.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your...
Stupid. people don't know how to answer the phone, an American over there. God damn it.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
I really want to call that guy back at the other place. What was that place we called earlier? The guy's going to call the Bolis on me? Bolis with a B? Someone sends me a link that says you win T-E-H prize. You know, te, you win to prize. The prize. The prize. And it says it's free. I'm sorry, funfreepages.com/prize. Now, I'm not about to click on it because my laptop, which would normally be over here where I click on links in case it's something that's going to try to take over the show or cause a very loud noise or make a disgusting thing on the screen like pornography come up on the video feed, something like that. I always do it on the laptop over here. However, my laptop, which I dropped and broke, is in Houston right now being repaired by Dell on their dime. And I broke it on that. It was my fault. I fell asleep in bed with the laptop next to me in on the bed. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up to take a whiz. And the laptop fell and landed on top of the AC adapter and cracked it. So it would only run on AC power. It wouldn't charge the battery anymore. I got so Dell. I called Dell and played stupid and said, all right, send it back. We'll fix it because it's still in the 90-day warranty.
Yeah, stuff off.
I got lucky.
Yeah, sent it out.
Yeah, well, I took all the anything I got off of Torrent off. I keep it clean. It's my laptop. That because right. I know that's I don't keep any passwords on the laptop because that's there's a high likelihood that my laptop, a much higher likelihood my laptop's going to get stolen than my computer here, you know, at home and this or the one here at home or the one over there at home or the one out in the living room at home. We got a lot of computers in this house, and it's a lot of energy. I should really do the numbers and see how much I'm wasting on electricity. Lonesome Loser is sending in numbers in England. However, I do not have an international card.
For a little bit of energy.
Lonesome Loser, if you know of a international card that I could use or where I could get one on the cheap, maybe we can do that. Actually, no, because I can't. I don't have a debit card right now. I had to cancel my debit card. I lost it. Yeah. But we're finding out here, Delicid on the forums is talking about the new Google.
On how to get a good debit card, man. A Visa or MasterCard, man.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to get into your credit card scam. Delicid in the Madhouse forums, that's over at the madhouselive.com website, says that apparently Google and their new Google Voice system, it'll be really cheap to call internationally, and we'll be able to tie it in with our Google. We already have with the Google the Grand Central account that we already use to spoof our number with. So we'll probably start doing that on the next show next week. But you can call the Japan and the UK for 2 cents a minute, and that's well within affordability for the show. So we won't have a problem here with international calls pretty soon, I hope. We'll find out soon. If it works through the phone machine, then we can do it. I'll let you know. I'm really bullshitting a lot and not coming through with the prank calls. Everyone's probably like, what the fuck? Anyway,
yeah,
let's call.
You're just wasting a lot of time.
Poncho's Restaurant now. Poncho's Restaurant. Let's see if they pick up here. Let's put some real music.
Welcome. Please enter your PIN number.
Man, really, Milkman. Real music here. Come on. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
For those that know me.
Yeah.
Come on, pick up your bastards. This will be 2 for 2. Not a good sign, Milkman's. Not a good sign, sir.
Oh, hell. Pick up, damn
it. I want everybody to raise their right hands right now and point towards your computer. I want you to pray with us aloud. And good Lord, please descend yourself, your holy grace with us, and please allow these people to pick up the phone here and speak to Carlita so you can prank call them. We ask you in Jesus' name. Everyone with their hands up right now, believing in Christ. Uh-oh. There's God. We're being transferred to heaven.
Meep, meep.
Out here.
Meep.
Call translated.
call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
We got the flatline. You heard it? It went in the background. All right, let's try to call the furniture place. Nobody beats Mitch, the wholesale furniture. One of those crazy guys on TV that goes, "You got furniture, 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 motherfucker."
Hello? Nobody beats Mitch. Mitch's furniture and bedding liquidation is continuing his crazy. Nobody beats Mitch. Super sale. I'm sorry, Mr. Call. We're probably helping out another buyer. Call.
Please do not hang up. The voicemail system temporarily needs you to re-enter the number you are calling. Please re-enter the number you are calling.
I don't know.
That is not a recognized mailbox number.
Well, fuck you then, asshole.
Well.
Shut the fuck up. That's another one I'd taken hit with the newspaper right in the head. Hit her right in the head with the newspaper, that phone woman, that phone bitch. I hate her so much. There's a real woman who's done that. Like, they call her. She's got a name. I mean, like, I don't know. I think that she recently passed away or something like that. Something like that. I heard about her recently in the news. It's a national lady who recorded all this. It's not even the Queefa. Stupid. We're calling Tiger Mart here. Something's got to give. Someone's got to pick up. We're going to take a break after this one, by the way, because I got to take a number one.
The one I know is just the actual develop now.
About time for me to eat a sandwich.
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, what's going on, big girl?
Not much.
All right. What happened earlier when I tried to call? Nobody wanted to pick up the phone, and it ring and ring, and no one picks up the phone. Were you busy?
I answered it, but it was like on a deadline, so I don't know.
No.
If that was the same call.
I didn't hear you say anything, but I could hear, like, I was saying something. It was like an echo in the back when I was saying it.
Hmm.
You have problems with your phone? Because what I did was I called the phone company and I told them that there was a problem with the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that someone had to call to authorize so they could come out from the business. Because I said that I knew the phone line was down and they did a test. They did a test on the phone line and they said there was a problem, but that they needed you guys to call the phone company to tell them to send someone out because I can't call. So can you call the phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're gonna send apparently they're gonna send the technician out.
Well, the phone's fine now, actually.
No, it's I hear there's a buzzing on it.
Oh.
It sounds like
who is this?
It sounds like you know every once in a while when you talk it's like that.
Huh. Well, I'm not authorized to do that because I'm not the manager, so I wouldn't be able to do that. So
I already scheduled. I already took care of it because the technician is supposed to come out with. They said within the next 3 to 4 hours they gave a commit. They said it was a commit time, and they gave me a ticket number. I don't know if you want it, but they said something that you had to authorize a charge, or they would bill it when they got there. I don't know how it works exactly. Mm-hmm. I've never called them before.
Okay. Well. If you want to give me that ticket number.
Okay, it was today's date. This says 03262009.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the time 1107, the letter A, and then your account number.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know the account number.
Well, they wouldn't release it to me because I didn't have the, I'm not,
yeah.
I
don't have it either because... like I said, I'm not the manager, so I'd have to run it by them. Plus, we're not even going to be open here in 3 hours. So.
Well, the technician's going to be there, I guess, probably, like they said, maybe two to... They said a maximum 3 to 4, but they said expect, around 2 hours. So, I don't know. What time are you supposed to close?
We close at 11.
Well, maybe you should call and cancel it, because I don't know what time it's going to be there. Because they'll probably charge you, because no one's there, they'll charge you a no-show fee, they said.
Who did you call? What company did you call?
I dial 611.
and they put me through the, I don't know, I just dialed 611. Like, I asked the person who picked up, and I said, hey, this, the phone line sounds bad, I'm calling these people, and this is the phone line calls bad. And she said, well, if you have a problem with the phone, they say, call 611. So I called it, and I told them what the problem was, and they said they're going to come out. But they needed someone authorized from your place to, you know, either let them know to put on the bill, or that they will have, the technician, if, when he shows up, he's going to have to charge if it's not their fault. If there's no problem, they said they're going to charge for it.
Okay. Well, if I'm here when they get here, that's, I'll deal with him, and then if not, I'll just leave a note for my boss.
Well, I don't think it's fair. Maybe you should call them and cancel it. I don't know, because if you, they come there and they start charging you for money that you're not supposed to give them, then someone's going to get in trouble. I don't want you to, you know, get in trouble, or that they cut out the phone or something.
Okay, who am I speaking with, though?
This is Valente. I kept calling, and I keep hearing a buzz when I call them. Like, so I called the phone company, and now they said they're going to send someone out to go fix it. I don't want them to charge you if they're not supposed to come out there. I convinced the person to come out and fix it.
Well, I'll go ahead and give them a call, and I'll see if I can get a cancel.
Well, I'll wait, because maybe I have to give authorization.
Okay.
Because it's my phone line, you see. They're coming out. It's my phone line.
What's your phone line? Because you're calling a convenience store.
I know, yeah. But whenever I call, there's an echo, and it makes a buzzing noise. So I called 611, and they said they were going to send someone to come fix it. But if you're telling me it's working fine, then you need to call and tell them to cancel, because they're going to charge somebody for it. And they're not charging me. They're going to charge you probably when they get out there.
Okay. Well, I'll have to call my manager and then get with her, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, this isn't coming back on me. If you people did something to my phone that it's making a bad noise when I'm calling, then as far as I'm concerned, you people need to call, you know, pay to fix the phone.
Okay. Well, like I said, you're calling a convenience store. I did not call your phone, and I did not ask you to call the technician.
Well, I called you. I called you for assistance, and you people still aren't giving me help. But all I know is when I called you, the phone is messed up. But when I called you, your phone messed up. Fucking shit.
All right, that was that. The reason that got cut off was because the person hung up the phone. I was trying to confuse him. She's a little too passive, but we tried. It was still a confusing story. Yep.
Okay, Mark.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you all for calling that. When we come back, we're going to have the toll-free line open, so you can call in if you like. Toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Once again, 1-888-278-8509. Okay, do that. On AOL, Gatling is saying, I am finally 18. Hail Satan. Well, happy birthday, man. To be 18 again, eh? I think, like, the day I turned, after I turned 18, I went out and I bought cigarettes, and I bought a Hustler magazine at the gas station. I remember, just because I could, just because everyone made such a big deal about it. I was like, well, I'm 18, I guess I should. I did what I could do, which is buy cigarettes and buy a porno magazine at the gas station, just to say.
I literally moved out of the house.
He literally moved out of the house.
Birthday, I moved out of the house.
Fat Fingers already says he's finally 15. Congratulations, Fat Fingers. Gatling now says, I would like to thank Hitler for helping me get this far, LOL.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland? Nicht wieder schön und herrlich.
I don't know why he would say, wait a minute. I would like to thank Hitler for helping me get this far. I don't get it, Gatling. Whatever you... Okay, guy. What else is going on here? Athena says she needs me to come say hi to her because she just got home. Evil Artie says that this show, Madhouse Radio, that you're listening to now, is magical with a CK. Bastard, what did I tell you? -1 gold star for Artie. You fucked it up, didn't you, asshole? We got Greek-style chicken, cafe baklava Mediterranean. Okay, here we go. Now, see, when we come back, I really have to get some business taken care of real quick, but when we come back, we got a lot of promising stuff, don't worry. A lot of good prank calls coming up when we come back, as well as your calls. Gyros Gyros in Palo Alto, California. Greek Style Chicken in El Cajun, California. Cafe Baklava Mediterranean in Mountain View, California. And rounding things out, the Greek Village Inn Restaurant in Sacramento, California. It's Greek Hour. Second hour of the show brought to you by Athena, the future Miss Carlito. Mrs. Carlito. And more. You know, more. Tons of more stuff, okay? It's Madhouse Radio. We always do stuff here. All right? We do something good. Even when we're not doing something good, we're doing something good. We're trying to do the best we can. Jesus. Even when the fuckers don't want to pick up the phone. You know how that goes. All right, we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Enjoy this break. This is the best break ever done in Madhouse Radio.
You need to call your boy Jim.
Maybe. This is the best break ever in the history of the show. I hope you enjoy it. Don't miss it. There's a secret. Listen carefully to this break. During the break, there's a secret, everybody. A secret so unbelievable. So unbelievable.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Help you.
Yes, hello. How are you doing? Let's make an appointment machine for a application and a instrumental vision of the in interview.
And your name is?
This is Ralph Littlejohn, and I have 4 years' experience, and I'll be an asset to your organization.
What you're going to have to do is
fill out an application. I got my pen right here in my hand. I got my pen. Where do I come?
Excuse me.
Why do you keep interrupting me?
Because you keep interrupting me.
I'm sorry. Please don't write down bad thing on my application because I did that.
What you need to do is get together your a resume.
Yeah.
And fax it down to our corporate office.
What's the fax machine?
We'll take a look at it and see if there's see that we might be able to help you.
Okay.
But this is an agency. I will let you know that if we decide that we can help you,
mm-hmm.
there is a charge of $295.
Well, maybe we can negotiate. We can negotiate. I can negotiate. I'm an airline pilot. I can play that machine. What's the fax number, damn it?
It's 888-872.
Okay, and do I hit pound after that?
No, just fax it down to the corporate office.
Okay, you ready for the fax?
I get it.
Are you ready for it?
Pardon me?
Are you ready for the fax?
No, corporate office is important.
Well, I just dialed the number now, so I'm ready to hit send.
Well, it's fax it down there.
Did you get it?
It goes to Fort Lauderdale. Why would I get it?
I just faxed it. Do I need to fax it again to Fort Lauderdale?
That's where you just faxed it to, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, let me redial it. Okay, and then send. All right, did it go through?
Sir, I don't know. I'm not in Fort Lauderdale.
Can you put me on hold and talk to the Fort Lauderdale fax department?
Fax it down there when they do.
I'll
it,
give you a
let me know.
Look, woman. I will give you the check when I come in. It's not about the money.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Death is a long way of South Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Thank you for calling about the post position.
Yo.
This is Gina.
Hey, Gina. Gina.
Hello?
Gina, I want to make that happen. I want to be the post office man. I would love to deliver the mail. I have experience. I was in the Army, so I have experience, and I have federal benefits experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have to be in the union to get this job?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
I can let you know everything you need to know, but first, may I please have the correct spelling of your first
name? Hey, I just want to let you know, I hit the zero number, and I got to skip that whole long, boring thing. So can you explain it to me? Because I just wanted to talk to a real person.
Okay, may I please have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Well, you know, I'd rather, before we get into that, ma'am, I really would like to make sure they're not being taken for a ride. What are you offering me? I'm a star
I'm offering you the materials to prepare for the mandatory exam, sir.
For what mandatory exam? Explain the exam to me. I am good. I use a paper and a pencil, and I fill in the dots, and I give it in. I give it in to the woman,
sir,
or the man in the front.
No, sir. You take it on a computer.
On my computer machine or yours?
No, sir. At a testing facility.
Okay, but what's the deal here? When they go to the testing facility, do they how much does it cost to, you know, to use the computer? Is that worthy it is? Is that how you do it?
There is no fee for the exam, sir.
All right. Is it a hard exam?
You will have to prepare for it. It's not common knowledge, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I just, these are one of those easy ones, like a Mickey Mouse exam. That's exactly what I'm good at. I'm good at Mickey Mouse exams and classes and training.
No, sir, it's not a Mickey Mouse exam.
Hmm. Do I need the drug test to come in?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how long, like, does that include, like, all the substances? Like alcohol? Does it include alcohol or?
I'm not sure, sir.
How long does it take? Let's say that I was at a Rolling Stones concert last week, and there might have been something passed around, and I might have taken a few hits. How long would it take for that to get out of my system so I could pass the exam?
Sir, you're not serious about this, are you?
Well, yeah, I am. I just want to make sure if maybe I should hold off a week or drink a lot of water or vinegar or something like
that. I have no idea, sir.
Does it take like maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get out of your system?
I have no idea.
Huh. Do you do a hair test or is it a urine test?
I have no idea.
Because I heard there's this test where you get on a treadmill.
I have no idea.
You run on the treadmill and they take
I have no idea, sir.
They take the sweat off your off the crack of your ass and they test that.
I have
that
no idea.
Because the toxins come out the latest.
I have no idea, sir.
The crack of your ass. So you don't do the crack of your ass sweat test? Hello, ma'am? Okay, we lost her. She has no idea, Milkman.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Alright, Madhouse Radio is back. Carlito here. Pork sandwich in hand. Shoot. Athena made some pork roast yesterday, and I just warmed up some leftover pork roast. Put in between two slices of diet bread with a piece of fat-free cheese.
Sweet, man.
That's my dinner. Too late for dinner, man. You gotta eat earlier, man, or your metabolism doesn't do right.
I love that, man. Tender one.
Sticks to you, dog. All right. We got a lot of Greek restaurants to call here. The Kebab Express Persian here. Also, Kebab Express Persian. And the Kashtan Fine European Food. We have no excuses here not to have some prank calls hit next. And Lonesome Loser's like, I don't know if they don't answer again. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's only a little past 8 in the West Coast. I know, man. I don't know what's up with people. Something going on? I don't know about. It's a senior skip day, and I forgot.
Hi, thank you for calling Greek Style Chicken Graves Avenue. This is Jessica speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, what's up, big girl? How you doing?
Oh, who is this?
This is Valente. How you doing?
Great.
I'd like to do you guys take phone orders?
Of course we do.
Okay, can we please take an order from me?
Go ahead,
okay,
sir.
All right, I'm looking. There's you guys have the dolmades? I think it's dolmades is what the guy said.
I got it written down here. Hang on.
What are they?
He said there's some grape figs. Grape figs
grape?
With grape spaces. Yeah, they got like spaces inside them. Grape.
Oh, grape. No, we don't have those. I know what you're talking about, but we don't have them. Like the stuffed grape leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that. We have, like, pretty much the basics, like gyros, chicken pitas,
garlic. I don't have the malacca.
Mm-mm.
No. Baklava?
No.
You don't have baklava?
No.
What kind of shitty grape place is this? Oh, is this Gyros or something? This is one of those stupid college places. Are you Greek?
No.
Is there anybody Greek who works there?
Just, well, no, they don't work here.
What
it's
school is this? What school is this?
School.
Is this some kind of school campus bullshit that I'm calling? Like,
no,
what's your deal?
No, it's not.
It's on University Avenue. What's the deal? What are you doing there? Where's the Greek people? There's nobody there who's Greek at all. It's just you, white people there, right?
Oh, my God. I'm not white. I'm Mexican.
Yeah, okay. Are you really?
I swear.
Say something in Spanish.
Say what?
Name the capital of all the Mexican states.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to do all that.
No, because you're not Mexican. You're lying.
I am.
You're not real Mexican.
I am.
Name the states in Mexico. Which are they?
I don't know.
Come on, sign them out with me. Come on.
Oh.
Mexico City, you know that one, right?
Yeah.
Baja.
No, I gotta meet this guy now. He better come in after talking about our food.
Are you talking mad about it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Can you put her on the phone, please?
Say hi to him.
Hello, this is Krista. How can I help you?
You're an asshole is what you are. Get off the phone. I command you to hang up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I command you to hang up the phone because you're an asshole. I'm hang it up now. Be a good little girl, hang up the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Are you serious?
I don't know what happened. Why did she hang up? Why did she not want to talk to me? I don't understand.
I don't know. What did you say to her? You called her an asshole?
Kinda. Is she mad? What did she call me? What did she say, the F word? Put her back on the phone. No, because she said the F word, didn't she? Ask her what she said, the F word.
No, she didn't.
Tell her to repeat what she said right now.
She just said we don't need to take business from somebody who called
me. She said she called me an effing a-hole is what she said. She said bad words.
No, she didn't. Do you want to place an order?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want an order for an apology from the white girl back there who said, call me an effing asshole.
Oh, my God.
What's her name? Do you tell me right now her information? What is her name?
Her name?
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. All right, look. I'm going to tell you for real what's going on, all right?
Okay.
I came in earlier, and I thought you were cute. So, I was thinking, like, if I were to buy you some diamond stud earrings, like, would you be into that? Would you, like, what would that...
I have some already.
Oh, I'll get you bigger ones. What size? How many carats you got now? You got half carat?
Not very many. I do work at Greek Style Chicken.
You want a whole carat? Like, whole carat ones? I'll get you that.
Who is this?
This is
Valente.
It's Valente. Would you be into that? Like, if I got you some diamond earrings?
Of course I would, but no guy just buys girl diamonds for no reason.
Well, it won't be for a reason. I mean, what can you, you know? I mean, what would that? How far would that get me?
I don't know, because I don't know who you are.
I came in earlier. Did you see any disgusting men come in today?
Disgusting men?
Yeah.
No.
There you go. So you have nothing to worry about. So, for real now, what do you think? Just between me and you. I'll get you some earrings. I'll take you out. Do you like movies?
Yes.
Do you like ice cream?
How do you know that I'm the one you thought was cute?
Because you told me your name when you picked up the phone. I could just tell.
Yeah,
just
but how do you know my name?
Because you said you're Mexican. I know. Looking at you, I know you're Mexican, you know. You're the Mexican girl.
Do you even know what I look like?
I told you I saw you. You had nice ass. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be crude, but you had a nice, you know. Nice body on you. You had a nice little thing. hot little thing
okay,
on you.
Okay, well, I have to go because the owner's son just got here.
Is it the Greek guy?
Light me up.
Is that Greg, yeah. The Greek guy? You want me to call you later?
You can.
Oh, you get my ID, right? You get my caller ID? You get my caller ID?
No.
Well, you, won't you get it?
What is it? Let me write it down.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's 407.
Mm-hmm.
459.
Mm-hmm.
4534.
Can you repeat it?
407.
Uh-huh.
459. 4534.
407, 459, 4534.
Yeah, what was your name?
Jessica.
All right, Jessica, that's right. Give me a call back, all right? Talk to you then.
Okay.
Bye, lady.
Bye.
Awesome. See, man, I still got it. You know, Athena better watch out. We got Jessica. Mexican girl sounds white.
Dude.
She calls back, I'm going to do something weird.
He's into it. What was the address there?
I don't know. What was it?
What city was it? I thought you said Grant Avenue or something.
No, Grant Avenue. It was University Avenue. Where's Palo Alto at? Where's that at?
Oh, Palo Alto. Okay.
That means a tall tree. If you didn't know, talk. Alright.
What?
1 hour away from Cyndakicks. There you go. I'll send him over there, get some pictures for us, you know?
Who's that?
Go taste the sauce for us, Cyndakicks. Let me know what's up. Maybe I'll take a trip out there instead for the Cyndakick party. Do a West Coast party. I'm gonna fly to Palo Alto for a private bachelor party with Jessica at the Greek Gyro place. Continuing on, we're gonna call the Kebab Express Persian restaurant. They're in Folsom, California, home of Folsom County Prison. One moment, please.
How may I help you?
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you, sir?
Good, I'm good. Is this a Persian restaurant, or do you just do kebabs?
No, it could be. It's a Persian and Afghan restaurant.
Yeah, it's not. No pork, right?
Nope.
Do you do kosher hot dogs?
We actually don't have any kosher hot dogs, but we usually specify in kebabs, ranging from beef to lamb, all the way through chicken and vegetables.
Is your meat all halal meat?
Yes, sir.
So does that mean that you people turn it towards Mecca and then how does
That's
it do?
Correct,
you turn it to Mecca, right?
Yes, sir.
And you put the cutting knife up to the throat. And you go blue 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 and you cut the throat. And you're supposed to hang it upside down, all the blood drips down, and then the Muslim woman gets under the cow and she rubs it inside her and all that in her private parts. And that's halal, right?
I'm sorry, sir?
That the Muslim woman, she gets under the cow when they cut the throat towards Mecca, and the blood goes on her, and she rubs it on her, you know, like her private parts and herself to make it...
Sir, the phone lines are all tapped, and your number has been recorded. If you have any questions...
But I have private number. I'm private.
No, sir, your number showed up.
No, it's private. I block my number. I hit the buttons when I do it, and it's blocked.
Well, everything's been recorded, and
why do you people do that with the cow? Why do you just not buy the cow at the restaurant? Why do you make a show of a parade out of slaughtering an innocent animal?
Sir,
you make it to the ceremony that this, and we're gonna make a fertilize this and. The ground is holy, and the meat can't be this and that, and you make the animal suffer so much when you do that. You cause undue stress to a woman who's underneath the cow. The cow doesn't know that. It gets scared. And what if the cow falls down?
Sir, if you could please go and do your research and then call us back later. Thank you.
Bye-bye. What should I read? What am I going to read? Watchtower?
Aren't there the people that do Watchtower magazine, the Muslims? It's a good read. Check that out, everybody. It's Milkman's favorite magazine. He has it on his toilet. He's got stacks and stacks going back from, like, since 1987. All in order. It makes out a picture if you put them all together. Like Maxim magazine. Watchtower. I want to know, when did that start? What was the first Watchtower? Look at a Wikipedia.
And put them all over the wall.
I'm looking up here, Watchtower magazine. Is it a weekly publication? Is it a monthly publication? How does it work? Let's see here. Watchtower, and then I'll go to Disambiguation. And this is work. I don't see it here. The Watchtower, here we go. A magazine published twice per month by the Jehovah's Witnesses. There we go. All right, let's take a look at this. It's a monthly illustrated religious magazine printed and published by Jehovah's Witnesses via the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania in New York. Okay. Let's see, the first one was October 1st, 1907. That's crazy. Yeah. Distribution. The public edition of the Watchtower has an average print run of 37,252,000 copies per week? Holy crap. With an issue date of the first of the month, making it the largest...
They hand those things out at the grocery stores.
Making it the largest circulation magazine in the world. It is published in 174 languages. The study edition is also printed monthly with an issue date of the 15th. Blah, blah, blah. Since its founding, the Watchtower has never missed a single issue.
Magazine that nobody ever reads.
I'm sure people read it. They're making they're printing 37 million of those things. God, that's a huge waste of...
Jehovah's Witnesses get it, pass it out, and no one ever reads it because everyone throws it in a trash can.
The magazine is distributed by Jehovah's Witnesses. They consider their work as a public service. Witnesses commonly offer these magazines in the course of their house-to-house ministry.
That's the magazine that one ever reads and throws away.
They are also distributed by approaching people in public places or informally to doctors, academics, politicians, and acquaintances. The Watchtower may also be seen as reading material in public places, including bus terminals, laundromats, and other places. There you go. Distribution in places such as mailbox drops and placing large stacks in public places are strongly discouraged by the Watchtower Society, as there are generally less effective methods of attracting interest versus a personal presentation of the literature. Okay, there you go. And apparently there are official MP3 recordings of the Watchtower and Awake magazines available on their website. I wonder if they have a podcast. That'd be cool to listen to. What are Jehovah's Witnesses about? I don't know what's the controversy. I just know that my mom said I was supposed to not listen to them because she was Catholic. I don't understand. They would come to the house and my mom would argue with them about church for an hour at a time.
They're not Catholic.
My mom would let them always come in so she could go into this dissertation about the Catholic Church versus the Jehovah's Witness Church. I don't know why she always wanted to fight that fight. It was like, Mom, just let it go, please. Yeah. We're right back with the next prank call of the night. We're calling another Greek restaurant.
Tofos, may I help you?
Hi. Is this the Tofu?
Hello.
This is the Soyeondong?
Yes, it is.
It is actually? Okay, good. I wanted to see if I could get some tofu, please.
You mean tofu?
Tofu.
Yes.
I want to eat tofu.
Tofu soup?
No, tofu.
Tofu?
Tofu, sir. Tofu. What tofu do you have there?
What tofu?
Tofu.
We have, hold on, please.
Tofu!
Sorry, hold on, please. Yeah.
Jeez, are you French? What are they saying, Chuck?
Hello?
Hi. Is Chuck there?
Hi.
Is Chuck there?
Hello?
Is Sidekick Chuck there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I need to make an order for tofu, please.
Okay, what can I get you?
Tofu, I said.
Yeah, tofu, right?
Tofu.
Well, tofu, or we don't have any tofu.
Sir?
Yeah, hello?
Just write down that I need two tofu, please. All right, just make it easy.
Yeah, but
don't give me a hard. I know that I have an accent. You don't need to make it hard on me. Make fun of me because of my odd accent. Just write down two who, please. Do you put
okay,
carrot?
What kind of sauce do you want?
Of curry sauce and onions.
Yeah, but what kind of sauce do you want?
With curry sauce and onions.
We don't have that dish. I called the right number.
I need two foos, sir. This is So Yong Dong.
Yeah, which restaurant did you call?
So Yong Dong.
Yeah, so we don't have anything that you call.
Well, where's your number two? Can you, who is making, excuse me a minute now, who's making so much noise in the back? Who is that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Was there someone making a lot of noise in the back with plates and cups?
Because it was the kitchen.
Who was that? What's the person doing? What's the problem?
I was in the kitchen, that's why it was making so noise.
But who was making the noise, though? Was it you or someone else that making the noise with the plates?
Oh, it's a restaurant, so it's kind of noisy right now.
But I'm saying, was there someone back there making noise when you were walking by?
No.
Then what did I hear? Can you go back there and maybe we can figure out what I need?
Okay. Just tell me what kind of tofu do you want?
Tofu.
Yes. What kind of tofu do you want?
Oh. Do you have curry and onions?
Curry and onions?
Yes.
No, we don't have that dish.
Do you have onions there?
We got beef, pork, chicken, or seafood.
Do you have onions there, sir? Onions?
Yes, we do have onions.
And do you have curry?
We don't have any curry.
Well, what else can you put with the onions then? I want you to make me a special sauce.
Well, what kind of stuff that do you want in your
A little bit of onions. Do you have adobo?
Adobo? We don't have any gobo.
No, adobo.
What's adobo?
Adobo, it's a meat seasoning from Puerto Rico.
No, we don't have that dish. We only have a simple meat, beef, pork, chicken, or seafood.
Well, what seasoning? What else can you put more than onions? What else could you put on it? Do you have peas?
Well, this is just tofu, just soup.
Do you have Do you have any snap peas?
No, we don't have any snap peas.
What else do you put in your soup other than tofu?
Like I said, we have beef, pork, mushrooms, seafood.
Well, wait a minute, asshole. Listen, you just told me a second ago you had onions, so obviously you're putting other stuff into the shit, right? Do you put salt in it? Do you put garlic powder? What else do you have? You gotta give me a little bit of something to work with here, buddy.
Okay.
The people, you know.
Well, how spicy do you want it?
Well, you know, I like spicy, and I don't want that American spicy, but how spicy do you like it? Do you like high spicy food?
Yes, I do.
Well, how spicy do you make it?
Garlic. Okay, let me tell you something, okay?
They
how
take it
spicy
easy.
Do you want it? You say medium.
Don't get fresh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so do you want garlic in that?
You can put some garlic in it, yeah. Do you have do you have Scotch bonnet peppers?
No, it's a fresh garlic.
What's the strongest pepper that you have, like in the Saffir-Simpson scale?
Red pepper.
That's
it?
Jalapeno. You only go up to jalapeno?
Yes, without chili, with the red hot sauce.
You don't have chili peppers there?
Chili pepper, yes, we do.
What about habanero?
We don't have that thing.
Why do you have weak spices there if this is a sushi place, a tofu place?
This is not a sushi
place. Hang on, I just made a mistake. I read the wrong one. This is a tofu place.
Okay.
Like, what do you put in your spicy food to make it spicy? I want the, you know, what do you...
Like I said, garlic, red pepper.
This is what you eat, and is it spicy to you? Garlic? Garlic isn't spicy, it's just garlic.
Like I said, garlic, red pepper. Red pepper.
You're fucking dick, you know that? You suck. You
I'm
suck.
Sorry, you should call somebody else.
You should go
I'm
shove
sorry,
it up.
I'm gonna hang up.
Take the phone and shove it up your ass.
Sorry.
Go. Oh, fuck you. Stupid asshole. Fucking unfunny shit.
Prick ass. How much you gotta do to get a fucking guy to fucking take a bite? Jesus. It's one of those nights. He's talking to a bunch of people with pussy juice in their heads.
Hey, let's call Jim Noble, man. Time to call the new Charlie Patton.
Well, did you send me the number? Let me take a look. You probably did. Nope. Send me the number. Send me Jim Noble's number and I'll call him. All right. All right, Sidekick Chuck, be sure to let me know when you're going to go on tonight so I know when to get off of Syndicate. Much appreciated, sir. 3 a.m., you got it, no problem. All right, cool. 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 midnight. We'll be Sidekick Chuck tonight. We're going to go off at midnight, and then you hear 3 hours of silence. Looking forward to that. All right, we're going to give a call here to the Kashtan Fine European Food. They're in San Diego, California. No, fuck that. We're going to call back the angry guy, Funky Zone. Let's call it Funky Zone first.
Hi, is this the white guy?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
I had a few drinks, and I thought I'd calm down. And as long as you give me your apology, and it's sincere this time.
Okay. Do you want me to apologize for you?
As long as you give
me... Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm sorry.
It's not sincere. It doesn't work if it's not real. It has to be from the heart.
It's just...
No, really try.
I tried, man. I said, what the hell?
But do you have your fingers crossed or something while you're saying that? You don't sound annoying.
Yeah.
Well, then it's not a good, it's not valid. It's not. If you're going to say you're sorry, don't just say sorry to say you're sorry. You're sorry because you're sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry because I'm sorry. Because
you made a mistake, right? You did a bad thing to people.
Yeah.
So why did you touch me like that? Like, why did you put your hand on me in my shoulder?
I have a customer. Just wait one second.
Okay, what's the customer doing?
He's buying something.
What is he buying? Bad food?
It's not your business, man.
You're very rude. You know that, sir?
Have a nice day, guys. Have a good night. You see, I treat our customer very good. Why are you?
Yeah, because you know that I made a report on you, and now you're doing extra special to be nice because I'm on the phone, right?
Okay, hold on. Okay, what's your name?
Were those black people or what were they?
Who?
The guys, like you called them when they called in now. Those people that came in, what color were they?
They were black, why?
What was their name?
Well, why ask about our customer?
Because I think maybe you're nice to the white people, but not the black people when they come down.
Okay, but I'm white. I'm not like a... I have to be nice for everybody.
I know. You don't have papers. That's why. Because you know it could be the wrong person that you make angry.
What you talking about?
Your papers.
hey, bro. I'm American citizen.
When you apply for a job, what do you give?
It's my cousin's job. It's my cousin's store.
Do you have to give your driver's license or do you have to give more documentation other than your driver's license?
Social security number.
Do you have a social security card?
Of course. Okay, you know what? That's why I'm talking to you. It's not your business, man.
What's the first two numbers like that?
Shut your mouth, man. Why? You know what? You are an asshole.
I'm gonna sue you, sir, for everything that you have, and you're gonna lose your business.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna get you fired. I love that guy.
That is the new Sam the Donut Man right there, man. My guy's kick ass. Reminds me of Sam, back in the good old days of Sam. Remember Sam, man? Didn't ever get better than him.
Yeah, man. The Sam Man.
Alright.
Alright, are you ready for the number for Jim Noble?
Been ready. Yes, sir.
New Charlie Patton.
Yeah, man, hit me with it. You said I have to change my number to something else completely, right? Because he's on to us?
Just do a different spoof number because he's on to that one.
Okay, we can do that. We had a request here from California for some Curtis Mayfield, so I'll do that.
There you go.
Hey,
Mikey129 brings up Adolphus Cotton. That's an old one. Not as old as current Sam the Donut Man. We should call. Do we still have Adolphus Cotton's phone number? We should call an old lady over there.
Get a stool sample?
Get a stool sample for Adolphus. Yeah. Gotta stick the carrot in, everybody. Good to see California in here. He's in here all the time. But when he makes it, he makes it.
I took a big hit.
Yeah.
Jimmy boy. Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy! Jimmy, you left me a voicemail last week, remember? You left me a violent voicemail, you remember that, sir? Fucking asshole.
Right, he'll end up calling back and leave me another threatening voicemail, but he doesn't want to talk to me. Maybe he's on the smoke, man. God, I could go for something sugary right now.
Oh, dude, do it again. Do it again, because remember, after a couple tries, he gets steamed up, man.
All right, we'll try him again.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 812.
Jimmy don't want to talk, man. Jimmy don't want to talk.
Oh, boy, he's off set. All right, Debbie Mansfield, let's try her, man. Get some sweet potato pie, man. On our new album.
We're calling Debbie Mansfield.
I'm confused. One thing says it's a minute 50 seconds, the other one says it's a minute 30 seconds, but it's supposed to be 18 seconds.
Who is it?
Debbie?
Who is it?
Hey, big girl, how you doing? It's Valente.
Who is it?
It's Valente, sweetie. Valente!
I don't know you.
We've talked before. You know who I am. You know who this is. We've talked before.
You know what?
What's baby?
You got the wrong damn number. You tell that damn cross-dressing sex change bitch to quit having you call my house.
Who are you talking about? That's not fair.
Whoever you are, you know what? You getting mad ready to be reached out and touched because they investigating your ass and you going to be taken out of here. You better leave me alone.
Don't you talk about my mother like that, motherfucker. Look, man, your mom's a little cross-dresser.
To place a call.
How dare you talk about me?
Jesus Christ, I never
cruising in the neighborhood.
Kitty K's girlfriend over there.
Damn. That's what we needed.
Yeah, let's give her a call back.
That's what we needed.
Okay.
Hey, Wrecker just got in the house, too.
Never heard of him. Don't know who he is. Kidding. Call him Recklude when I say so. We need numbers first.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. It's not available. Have a tone. Please record
now.
Yeah, she got me. Wow. She's tracing me. We'll call her later. Debbie Mansfield, on to us, everybody. Investigating our ass.
We'll call her that.
Investigating your ass. I love her. She's awesome.
The crazy cross-dresser is.
Katie Kay, what do you think?
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous. Okay,
fuck
it.
Hi.
Hey. Yen Sushi Inside. Well, yeah, if anybody wants to call in, you can. The toll-free line is open. It's been open. It's 1-888-278-8509 again. Toll-free tonight, house here. 1-888-278-8509. Give us a call. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us what you think. Talk to Henry Hull earlier in the show tonight. Right now, for the meantime, we're trying to do prank calls. They're coming, they're going. You know? 12:04 a.m. already. It's officially Friday, according to my clock here in Florida, East Coast. So that's good. We made it. The weekend here already. New number coming in from Lonesome Loser, the Bong Can restaurant. An Asian woman answered there just about 2 minutes ago. Good sign. Good sign. And I got the toll-free line fixed. I forgot to forward it. My bad. Go ahead, Reclude. Call in. Reclude's joining us. That way I can eat my pork in peace while Reclude pranks. And then take it easy. Take it easy. Carajo. Make sure the ringer's on. There we go. Fixed.
Ay, puñeta.
Been in the show anyway, so he's late. Hello, Reclude. Right, still no Reclude. We have to do it. There we go, finally. Jesus.
Big fat hairy pussy.
We don't talk like that.
Okay, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry about the forwarding also. I didn't do it right. I messed it up. My bad.
So...
what's up?
Yeah, dude. So what's up, man?
What program is that? That sounds familiar. The doo-doo-doo-doo. I know that from somewhere. Where's that from?
It's fucking... I'm talking to fucking dirty people.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Dude, so what are you up to? What's going on with the LA?
Dude, I got fucking hooked up, dude. I'm going on a mini tour.
Mini tour? Where? LA? New York?
Yep. I'm going to Chicago, New York, and Baltimore.
Holy shit, really? Cool. When are you leaving for that?
Next week.
Wow, man. And this sounds like it's going to take like a good month.
What's that?
Excuse me, I'm drinking water. It sounds like it's going to take like a good month. How long are you going to be gone for?
No, I'm just going for like 3 or 4 dates. I mean, it's just going to be a small thing because I was filming all these models.
Right.
So, it's just basically... dude, they fucking loved it. So they were like, to show their appreciation, they were like, dude, we'll take you on tour with us a little bit. So I'm going to get the VJ with fucking Mastercraft. It's going to be sick.
Awesome, awesome.
Cool. Fucking big-ass theaters.
Okay.
Like, these guys also, they played Jimmy Kimmel, and they're playing fucking The Late Show while we're out there. I don't know if we'll get to go to that, but...
right. Yeah, cool. Hopefully that works out. That'd be cool. Jimmy, is that... I haven't seen Jimmy Kimmel show, like, in a while, since it first came out. Have you seen what's the other dude? The other, Jimmy Fallon. Have you seen his show?
Dude, I really want to, dude. I fucking love The Roots. I kind of want to just... I mean, for what... he seems pretty funny. I don't know. I mean, he's not my favorite person on SNL.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, though. He was on Stern. He was on a couple other... he just seemed funny to me. I was like...
Yeah, he seemed cool.
Pretty good.
Tracy Morgan was on Stern recently, and he also hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend. It was real good.
Oh, that guy's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
dude.
My God. I have not seen 30 Rock yet. I haven't seen an episode of that show. I hear good things.
Dude, that guy's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy, man, he's just fucking crazy. There's this, God, what the fuck here? It's, what was it? He was on some, like, TV show or something. He was on some, like, it was like a newscast.
Okay.
And he fucking goes on, he just, like, gets up and humps, like, on the table and, like, pulls open his, like, shirt and shit. He's fucking acting. It's funny as shit.
It's a good show, though, 30 Rock. If you agree with everybody else what they say about the stupid thing?
You know what? Never seen it.
Really? Anyway, I almost started a fire. I gotta check that show. Hey, you wanna do a prank call?
Nah.
Not feeling it right, yeah.
Of course. Dude,
I got Godfather's Pizza, El Gaucho Steak and Hoagie Shop. El Gaucho, that sounds Mexican. Flying Pie Pizzeria.
Why do people always have the goofy ass names for
pizza places, right? Like Flying Pie, Pie in the Sky, Super UFO Pie. There was one in Orlando called UFO Pie or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's retarded. They got like green like uniforms and things like aliens or something like that. And really bad pizza. It's like $5 for like a whole large pizza, but it's like school pizza, just really big and like a little toasty. That's it. An Irish pub. There's an Irish pub here. Pug Mahan's Irish pub also. You're gonna, what are you thinking there? Irish pub, pizza place, or steak and hoagie shop with Mexicans?
Steak and hoagie shop with Mexicans. Let's do the fucking pizza place. Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna fucking tank.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just feeling like that.
It's been a tanking night. I've been tanking too myself. Are you on any, you're on the messenger, right? No, you're on the, you're on MIRC, so I just sent you the information for this place. All right, Flying Pie Pizzeria, and they're in Portland, Oregon. You ready? All right.
No.
All right.
Yes.
You'll be ready.
Yes.
By the time we get this ready, you'll be ready. All right, hang on.
Flying Pie Pizzeria, Portland. It's Joel. What can I do for you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to see, is that blonde girl working tonight?
Maybe. Which one?
Just the younger one, because I was in there, and she kind of smiled at me a couple of times. I was talking to her, and I just, you know, I'm kind of shy. But I want to stop down there and kind of show what's going on with myself for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
That's great. That'll be great. I appreciate it.
Well, I mean,
I totally agree. Let's do it.
Do what?
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
No, I'm just stopping down there. Just gonna bring some. I just got some candies. Cause I like candies. I eat candies sometimes when I play my World of Warcraft. And
okay.
I like to give candies to pretty girls. Cause yeah, that's. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm kind of shy, but. You know, sometimes beauty just inspires me to kind of go above and beyond to kind of get with, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's the way I feel right now.
Right? Well, I can't really give out any information about anything.
No, that's cool. I mean, I'll just show up. It's cool. I mean, I'm a more face-to-face kind of guy.
Oh, right on, man.
Because, like, I had this girl named Francine, but she kind of dumped me. She always broke my heart, man. I just never recovered from that. But, you know, it's great. So, I mean, it's just, everything's great, man. It's just, I mean, it's going really well.
Right on, man. Cool. Well,
So what time you guys close down there?
We close at 10 tonight.
Nice. All right, so I got to hurry. I better hurry down here. I'm just going to come down here and bring my car and, you know what I'm saying, we'll see where it goes from here. I'm going to try to serve the work, but I really want to see it. So my name is Katie K.
Did you want to order something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have to? I can order something.
Okay.
I just want you to do this. Here's what I want to do. I want to order a large pizza, the biggest pizza you got, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what I want you to do is I want you to take the pepperonis, and I want you to make a heart out of them.
Okay.
Yeah, what I do is I come up, and it'll be like a 1-2 punch, and I'll be like, hey, what's going on, girl? You know what I'm saying? I got a CD for you, and I got
right
you.
Right now, dude, actually right now, we don't have any girls here right now. They all just got off.
Oh,
so they all took off for the night. So you might.
I don't believe. I'm just coming down because I don't know. I think maybe you're dating one of them or you got a crush on them. I'll just come down. We'll see. I mean, we'll see for real. But forget your pizza. I mean, you got a submarine or something?
Yeah, we got a sub.
Okay. I understand. I mean, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all just working, so, I mean, you know, if you come...
That's fine. I mean, I can go down
to,
there. What's that?
If you're just going to come by to, like, give one of our employees candy, it'd probably be a good idea to order it or actually, you know, talk to them first or something. Necessarily appreciate the unsolicited gesture, because, you know, who knows if they're taken or something, so...
Well, I mean, you know, you'll find out one way or another, you know, down the road. And what if, you know what I'm saying, what if they're with somebody and they're not really happy? And then you give them the candies and they're like, oh, my God, it's a knight in shining armor. It's Katie K.
Right on, man. Well, all right, good luck to you. So I got to get back to work, though, okay?
I just want to let you know, I'm doing fabulous.
Awesome. I'm doing fabulous, too, so.
All right,
cool.
Thank you.
Cool, man.
Hey.
Take it easy. Bye.
Hey.
Right.
What a queer that guy. Jeez. He wouldn't bite. Hey, everybody. Sidekick Chuck coming up next on SyndicateRadio.tv. Right now, we are signing off. This is the end of our broadcast on SyndicateRadio.tv. SyndicateRadio.tv, thank you very much. Okay.
I love I just want to say a big F you to everybody on Syndicate.
There you go. Good. Perfect time because we're off the air. That's fine. F you then.
What's that?
I said it's fine. We're off the air. Right when you said that, we're off the air.
Like that's the last thing that...
Yeah.
Did I say it like
exactly,
before you
yeah.
went off the air?
Yeah, I was like, I just want to say a big F you to everybody on Syndicate. Click.
They don't like that's it, awesome. Dude. I bust their balls sometimes. They just don't like it. They don't have a good sense of humor. It's sad because they all listen to Stern and everything like that, and you think they have a good sense of humor, but they don't.
You would think. They're not all like that, though. A few of them are weird. It's a good
nah,
people.
I mean, they're
there.
Good. It's just no, they're good guys. There's a lot of good, cool people on there, but it's just there's some fucking douches. All
right, we got Boo the Clown checking in here. Just picked up and answered a few minutes ago. Boo, B-O-O, the Clown. We also got Bill's Friendly Market. Let me just
nah, dude, Boo the Clown. We don't get many clowns. Let's do that one.
Yeah, clowns are always sometimes are good. They get kind of freaked out really easily. I freaked out a clown once really bad.
What?
I forgot. I told, like, I said, like, I knew that they had, like, a history or something. Maybe the guy really did. I was like, yeah, I heard you got out. You know, they dropped the charges on you. I was like, what are you talking about? What? He's like this Italian sounding guy. I was like, what are you talking about? It was like the most scariest sounding clown. If there really was a clown that sounded like him, I'd be scared. Sounded like a mafioso guy. But he got really freaked out. I guess maybe he had a record or something. I don't know. He sounded like it. He got really, like, scared. I don't know. This is like three.
Oh, for the record, I just want to say something.
Okay.
I do like somebody's talking. It was MST3. Here's what the deal is. Why I like our little chat room on the fucking Madhouse because we can just eradicate any fucking douchebags.
Exactly.
And it's great. We always have, you know what I'm saying, you get a little fucking, you know, KDK come in with a fake name every once in a while or some dumbass like that. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For the most part, everybody there is really cool, man. It's my favorites. Love the guys there, man.
Good yeah, people. I know. It's great, man. That's I mean, it's good. It's a good positive environment. Fucking everybody gives...
Everybody gives a shit there.
Everybody gives a good head.
Yeah, gives all the ladies giving good head. Maven.
We need more broads in there. Somebody, I mean, I'll tell you what, dude. I'll make better pranks if you bring some broads in the room.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, have them showing tits or something like that. Not like fucking Syndicate, the same three broads over and over again.
Yeah, I know. It's like after a while, you got to change that menu up, man.
Those guys go nuts over that shit. Oh, my God. They're like, oh, my God. Holy shit.
She's deep throwing a bottle.
How are you doing? Let's
it's
make
like,
an
dude,
appointment
I never,
machine
I mean,
for
God,
you.
God, dude. Man, I don't know, man. I'm just so, like, numb. To like cam whore tits.
I know, man.
Like, it's just like, I mean, plus, dude, I'm starting to film models, dude. It's starting to get freaky down at the studio, dude.
Right? Really?
I had this one girl, like, climax on camera the other day.
Holy crap. Like, what?
Like it's starting
web
to get,
camera?
Like, it's starting to get, like, softcore, dude, down here. I swear to God, I'm loving it.
What are you recording this for? Like, a video or your own personal
stash? No, for, like, the VJing.
Oh, really? Okay. And she's orgasming. Or climaxing. I'm sorry. It's...
No, well, she's orgasming. Yeah.
Okay.
She was trying to have them do fake orgasms. I'm doing this or artsy shit, you know what I'm saying? Like real like erotic artsy shit. So I'm like, all right, I wanted to do this and that and this and that, right?
Okay.
So what the deal was is like, so the girl came down there and she's like, I'm wondering, should I do this for real? And I'm like, because
yes,
I'm just not ever doing like a fake O, right? And I'm like, So I was like, well, you know, and you should hear the audio that goes along with the video where I'm talking to these broads and getting them to do shit. It's the funniest thing ever. It's way more entertaining than the video.
Right.
So
the audio is.
Yeah, I know, me talking, and I'm like, I was like, listen, take that gun and just, you know what I'm saying? You see another model, and she's a fucking bitch. She stole your shoes or something. I was like, just fucking cap her ass. And I was like, all right, let's take a Crenshaw. All right, now Watts.
Crenshaw.
Like, what's Watts? And I'm like, the LA Riots. All right, now Compton.
Was she black? That'd be funny if she was.
I mean, she was like goth. The two girls that came in the other day were like fetish models.
Oh, okay. Fetish
They're
models?
They're ridiculous.
Are they into the ass?
What's that?
Are they into the ass? Or they just over the ass? Or what's their fetish? What do they do?
Well, no, they just one dominated each other. Like, one was like a submissive, one was a dominant. So the one just wrapped a... We're doing things with like a quarter inch guitar cable.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. Cool.
So it was like, man, and one was like feeding it to her like a cock.
Yeah. You should wrap
like
one up.
It's fucking nuts.
Saran wrap.
Some of these clips.
You should saran wrap a girl.
We did that one.
On video. You did that once already? You saran wrap.
I swear to I'm not even fucking kidding you, dude. This girl I had like fucking.
Did it right,
I started fooling around with her for a little bit, but She had like triple D's, and we put X pasties on them. They had pasties on all of them, right?
Pasties?
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, cool.
And then, yeah, so she, and then she's like, she had the idea. I'm like, all right. She's like, I've got an idea. I want to, like, these bottles get all artsy. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. They're yeah, like, it's totally going to take them somewhere, you know?
I want to, yeah, I love it. I just go along with it. All you have to act a certain way is the real big deal. You have to just have to act, like, a certain way, and you can't have any other dudes down or it gets ruined.
Right, yeah.
Like, because none of that shit would have went down.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yeah, right, if it was just, if there was another guy hanging out like a dick in the room.
Oh, no, dude, they would have been like, especially like some of the dudes I know, they're fucking creeps.
Right, creeps, like, I don't want to do, they want to do that stuff like in front of would, creepy guys.
They would yeah. They would ruin it all. Yeah. I was like, alright, so, mother F.
Alright,
blue. So I came, you know what I'm saying, so I like, yeah, it was crazy, dude, it got fucking nuts, dude. Got really nuts. They were really good. I'm shooting a music video with the one now because she's just fucking so photogenic. This one broad is just insane.
Okay, nice.
So that's the one that was doing the. She was like rubbing her clit and got off.
Nice, cool. Well, so, whatever it takes to make it into this business. It's funny that she's like,
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she was, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like heaven. The job is like heaven. I'm just
nice.
Like sitting there and I almost got worked up over that shit. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. She's like, I was like, all right, when you get a climax, I had these VCR tapes that I just, like, throw, like, what? They would unfurl, like, you know, because they're on the little spools or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I just broke apart these VCR tapes and just let it, like, fall onto her.
Okay.
Like, right when she was, like, pretending to climax, or actually when she was.
Really?
So I was like, it looks like, it's kind of, like, real suggestive. I mean, it looks kind of like jizz, kind of, you know what I mean?
But okay.
It's kind of suggestive like that, where it's not jizz, but you can show it somewhere.
Can I see this, like, video? Is this private? Or how can I see this? This sounds very interesting.
I'll fucking, I mean, I just have to send you the clips. I'm just using them. I could send you the clips.
Yeah, send me the clip. I want to see the girl with the tape on her, man. Not the Saran. I'm talking about the videotape that you're talking about.
Yeah. You don't want to see the Saran one.
No, no. That's creepy.
It's old history.
That's old history.
No. The new one, trust me. This girl is like fucking, you tell me what you think. She's
all right.
Fucking absolutely gorgeous.
Nice. Nice. I will let you know.
But yeah.
All right, cool.
Fun. Everything's
cool.
Everything's good. Moving along.
Awesome. All right,
so I'm going to make one more. I'm going to get off here and get fucking blasted and finish.
Cool.
The dude, I've been working on this, like, club banger song and playing it locally, and it's been getting, like, fucking, people are going nuts, dude.
Okay, cool.
So,
cool. Congrats.
Gotta fucking deal with that and shit. All
right. Is this the one I call a clown? Is this the one?
The clown.
The clown.
All right, so we got a premise or just make some shit up? You got anything?
Have Richie Randall call for his birthday or something like that, or for Francine, maybe special little something. Or maybe not. Or something.
Let's just be creepy.
Let's just be creepy with the clown. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. All right, cool.
Clowns are creepy. Let's put it right back in their fucking face.
Let's do it. All right, boo the clown, everybody. Don't go anywhere, people.
All right, direct booed.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Boo the Clown. Hello?
To place a call, press 1.
What the f***?
To listen to your...
Maybe she heard me say that. Sorry about that. I'm on a screen.
What'd you say?
I said, are you there, Reclude? And it didn't ring.
Oh,
I was ringing.
God damn it.
My bad. I didn't
cock blocking again. Dude.
I forgot it.
Every time there's a broad on the phone.
Yeah, I know, right? I could have screwed up for you.
Cock blocking me.
I'm just jealous. I don't like women talking to you, Reclude. You're mine. That's all it is. No, I forgot I hit flash. I'm a dumbass. I'm a big, dumb Puerto Rican. Stolen out of his mind, dumbass. You want to try another one? I got Bill's.
You're Puerto Rican?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? My name's Carlito. Come on, man. Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
I just thought you were Cuban or something.
No, Puerto Rican and Italian, actually, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you go. That's
there
good.
You
got a lot of degenerate blood in you.
Yeah, a lot of hair, too, man. I tell you. All over the place. In my ass, in my crack. All
there
over the
go.
Place. There you go. Not
do
bad.
Me, too. I got the one in my Irish fucking...
Oh.
I got one in my Irish job.
You
so,
can braid them. I hear you, man. Good deal.
All over the place. All
right, so we got Friendly Market. We got a bar and cafe. Chinese and American shit. That steak and hoagie shop that sounds Mexican, Godfather's Pizza, and the Irish Pub.
What? Let's do, we don't call the clown again, or?
I don't know. She doesn't sound like she's gonna, it's just, I don't know. The way she sounded, she hung up like that, I doubt it. It's not gonna,
yeah,
not gonna
work. Right.
Yeah,
let's do whatever. I'm sorry.
That's fine, don't worry about it. I'll call Bill's Friendly Market. Bill's Friendly Market. Santa Rosa, California, wherever that is. I don't know if you know, but now you know.
Santa Rosa, the Bill's Market in Santa Rosa, California.
Bill's Friendly Market. Get it right.
All right.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back, you may not have
Bill's Friendly Market. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Bill's Market.
Yeah.
Cool. What time are you guys open till?
What time are we open till? We're closed.
We're closed. What time do you guys get out of there?
What time do we get out of there?
Yeah, like when do you clean up and leave the building?
We're out of here already.
Okay, well you're answering the phone, so.
Yeah, why? How come you need to know that? What kind of question is that?
Because I asked.
We'll get out of here at 10:30.
All right, cool. Well, with a smart mouth like that, I think I'll be down there.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I like that smart mouth. It turns me on. Get all worked up over that shit.
What a dummy that guy. He already has a whole phone, whatever. What are you talking about? We're out of here already.
You're out of here. Oh, really? Was this a clever fucking voicemail message?
No, what was the thing? What did he say at the end? He said something stupid. He was like, he said something stupid. He's like, what kind of question is that? That's what it was. Yeah, like, what kind of question is that? Like, he's trying to be like, what kind of fucking question is that? What time we get out of here?
He's right, though.
Yeah, that's a creepy question. I wouldn't even answer it. Like, oh, no, your fucking business. And there we are. All right, Reclude.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Well, it was what it was. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right, man. Take care, buddy.
Next week, man. Take care.
Whoop.
Whoop. As he said, whoop.
All right,
man. All right. Whatever. I don't think that's the show. Calling the show. 12:31 a.m. Friday. Now, deep into Friday. Oh, dude, I wanted to say, I downloaded this game. It is a space shuttle simulator. It's really cool, man. You control the space shuttle. You have control. It's a complete, perfect simulator. You have every single, control, every single button. And it's crazy because you can actually download the manual. It's like a perfect replica of the space shuttle. But it tells you, when you have to enter in a program on the keypad or when you have to hit this switch to turn on the oxygen or turn on the heaters. Well, no, it's actual missions. Like, last night I installed it and I flew the very first Columbia mission. They just went up and then they moved the space shuttle a little bit. They flipped it around and they brought it back down. After they hung out for 3 days. You can do it all in real time. Like, there's people who take the game so seriously, I found out, that they will actually, they'll play a mission, and they'll play it over the whole weekend, and they'll actually, fall asleep, and they'll leave the shuttle going, and if mission control calls them, they'll wake up, and they'll do whatever task they want them to do, because they have it's really creepy, man. They take it really...
This is incredibly boring. Though.
Yeah, it's really cool because it's realistic, but all you're doing is hitting buttons. But no, you get to a point where you do EVA maneuvers,
really into that.
Well, I was playing today the mission where they repaired the Hubble Space Telescope 10-15 years ago, and you actually you control the astronaut as it goes up to the space shuttle and connects stuff. Like, it's all true. Like, they it's all 100% accurate. It's not we'll solve this puzzle, we'll fix the space shuttle. It's actually you got to fly it, you got to control it, you got to put it in this spot. And apparently it's really easy to fly the space shuttle. All they're doing is punching in commands, and the space shuttle does everything really automatically. And I'm not saying that just because it's a game.
Online, you can talk to other people playing the game.
No.
Like a WoW or something.
No. And I saw you kids talking about WoW in there, and I have it here somewhere. I've got it. I tried to play it, and I couldn't get into it. Like, I played it for maybe 2 days. I went out, I bought it. I got it right here next to me. I installed it once, and I never... It just wasn't my thing. I couldn't get into it. I don't see it. And I didn't think the graphics weren't really that impressive either. Like, I was...
You're into it, or you're not into it.
I guess so. Well, I mean, I spent good money on it. Look. What can you do? Maybe one day I'll pick it up.
A lot of good people to that game.
Yeah, it's something. Now, StarCraft 2, that is something...
a lot of good people to that game.
Yeah. Know? Mikey was bringing up StarCraft 2. I've still been playing StarCraft. I said last week I was playing StarCraft, and I'm still... I finally finished all the Terran missions, and I'm amazed how this is a game that came out 12 years ago. 11, 12 years ago, I think. And I still like it. 11 years ago it came out, I believe it was. It was like December of 2007, I think. Or January 2008, something like that. Or 1997, I'm sorry. Or it was like January of 1998 or something like that. It was that time. I remember I was in college for the first time. I remember those days.
When did StarCraft...
It's a very, very well-balanced strategy game. It's like a real-time strategy, you know, those where you build and you make an army and you attack and it all happens. You know what I mean? It's not like a turn-based. It's, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's like Civilization or something. I don't know. You gotta... It's not like that.
Sim thing?
No, nothing like that. No. No. Check it out. You play. I bet you probably like it. They have it out for Mac. You can get it. This is one of the most popular games of all time, StarCraft.
I don't still play games. I'm too busy actually doing weird, real stuff.
Oh, excuse us. Talk. Talk busy. I'm too busy to do this and do that.
So I'm not a juvenile.
Oh, man.
Speaking of juveniles, what the hell happened to the dead?
Yeah, the dead was in the house for a little while.
Suit on.
The dead hates us, apparently.
Things. Important things.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Call in, Maven.
Let me bring up...
Like drug
tonight.
Yeah, Maven, you can call in. Anybody else can call in. We're wrapping things up, but you can call in. We get time for a caller, too. I'm going to go over some news articles that Kokini sent in. Actually, this one came here from Athena. Athena found something that kind of made me upset. I didn't know about this until today. Variety magazine had an article earlier today regarding the MGM picking up the new Stooges movie.
It's within the house.
Did you hear about this, guys? Milkman Talk, that there's a Three Stooges movie coming out starring Sean Penn as Larry, Jim Carrey playing Curly. And Benicio del Toro playing Mo. When did this get announced? This is the first time. How is Benicio del Toro supposed to play Mo Curly or Mo Howard? Jim Carrey is going to have to gain like what, 80 pounds in order to play Curly, I suppose. And Sean Penn as Larry. I don't really see that. Sean Penn.
Okay.
Is it going to be a serious movie or what's the deal here? I don't know, but it's official. The Farrelly the Farrellys, I guess, brothers are producing it.
Yeah, no, they're gonna do a Three Stooges movie.
Wow.
As in,
and there you have it,
doing a movie, not a biopic.
Got our good night, yeah.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Carlito, it's Maven.
What's up, Maven? How you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, have you heard anything about this movie, the Three Stooges movie? Have you heard about this? Is this only news to me?
No, I haven't heard about the Three Stooges.
Yeah, Sean Penn.
I've heard some other rumors about other movies.
Yeah,
Conan.
Have
you heard about that one?
No, there's a new...
2010, possibly.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean Penn, Jim Carrey, and Benicio del Toro playing the Three Stooges. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be like a biopic, serious kind of thing, or if it's going to be a comedy or what.
I don't know. But me personally, I never thought they were funny.
Really? Oh, my God. Me and my dad could watch it for hours. Oh, my. Me and my dad for hours we would watch. Oh, you're going to be kidding me, man. Stooges? Yeah, and I set my DVR to record it whenever it comes on, and like I save them for my dad. He'll come over on the weekends and we'll watch a few episodes sometimes. But
they haven't been showing them on syndication lately. So I gotta find some. That's what I might get him for Christmas this year. I think I might get him some Three Stooges DVDs. That's something that we would both enjoy.
There's nothing wrong with laughing at something late at night. Get your popcorn.
And that's right.
And watch some Three Stooges.
Oh yeah, have a beer. Why not?
I'll have my Jack, thank you.
Yeah, okay, RoboCop. I know there's a RoboCop remake coming out, too. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They better do it right.
That's a movie. That's one of my favorite movies of all time, is the very first one. It's supposed to come out in 2010. It's
right.
Official. And apparently it's, I forgot who's hosting it. Who's directing it. I knew for a while there, and I forgot.
I don't know.
It's not Paul Verhoeven. Verhoeven? That's the person that did Starship Troopers. He did RoboCop back in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
I think. But I don't think that's who's picking up this time around. So how's your week been? What you been up to?
Nothing. Office life. You know, it's dull.
Office? So. That's where you work? Office?
In the office. I'm the office gopher. Go for this.
The go-to person?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Happier, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the office thing for a while. God, yeah. I can't stand working.
My
day job. Yeah. Like the show, can't stand working. I work in a call center now, but it's cool. It's a different atmosphere. Not like an office where, I don't know. Oh, God. I will never go back to that. I hope I never end up working in an office like that again. And it's crazy because I was going to college to be a business man and for business management. And I realized to myself, yeah, I was acing it. Like I was getting my, degree.
You know the manager.
Yeah, but I was like, nah, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. Is working with assholes like this. So I dropped out.
Because you become the asshole after a while.
Yes, that's right. You live miserably. I was like, what am I? My dream is to get big in radio. No, I'm kidding. No, that's never gonna happen. I'll be big to a very few number of people out there on the internet, and that's happy. As long
you become a manager, you become an asshole.
There you
and
go.
Then, someone else have a podcast and talk about you.
Exactly. Well, it's going to happen any day now. So if it's not happening already, and I don't know about it, Maven. All right, Maven. I'm going to go to bed. It is late. It's
okay.
Almost 1 o'clock, and I have to work tomorrow. But thank you for calling in.
So do I. Well, everybody. Good night. Good night. Good nighters.
Good night. Good night. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Take care. Bye bye.
We'll talk to her next week. Look, man, that was Maiden. Maiden.
Yeah.
Maven. Maiden Maven.
Awesome.
I didn't mean to cut her off short. I'm just tired. I didn't cut her off. Did I sound like I was cutting Maven off short? I didn't mean to. Maven, I didn't mean to cut you off short there, old lady. Old girl. Old lady. Didn't mean to cut you off there, old girl. Well, good. Now we have we've had two callers today and one interview. All right. So what did we accomplish today, folks? We did some prank calls. We had a few decent ones. A lot of no answers tonight, but that's okay. Just one of those nights. But we did have a pretty good interview with Henry Hill earlier in the show.
Yeah, we did, man. That was actually a good interview.
Yeah.
You did a good job. Very smooth.
Recluse's first prank call was good also. That was kind of interesting. The last one was kind of kooky. We got to get cursed out by the guy over there at the funky. That's got to be. Lonesome Loser, make a note of that one, my friend. The funky. What's that called again? Let's see here. Funky Zone. That guy is funny. He is our new Sam the Donut Man. So keep that in mind, my friend. Do not lose that. It's good stuff. And etc. So thank you everybody for listening. Milkman, take us out of here, please, in 2 minutes or less. Dance, white boy, dance.
All right, everybody. So, man, I'm going to thank you so much for having a wonderful show tonight. Going to ring them fucking chimes out there for MSC3 playing on again. I'd like to thank all our friends over there at the Mad App 98.6, the mouse, man. Because you know what? We love you. We do it every week just for you. That's right. We got time. We got to give us the time. And thanks a lot for calling in, Miss Maiden. Lovely lady. Mr. Lonesome Loser, the man with the number hit, man. Thank you so much. Mr. Tug, man, our artiste extraordinaire. Thank you so much.
TuckerMike.com.
Thanks for joining us again. That's right, TuckerMike.com. And also like to thank Recluse for calling in. Awesome, man. Glad to hear you, man. California, welcome back, man. Tokini, thanks for the news articles, man. Lord Spoon, good to see you. Mikey129, you crazy bastard. Thanks a lot, man. We really love you guys. And Sir Nunu, that's right. Our point man. That's right, our UK front man. You gotta watch out, man. He's got Tourette's syndrome, but we still love him. That's right. all of our friends over there at Syndicate Radio also, we love you as well. Sorry that you could not join us here for the last half. Only you die hard, hardcore listeners stuck around and managed to escape the blandness of the Chuck Show. But anyway, we love you. Thank you so much.
Bland Chuck.
Without you, what would we do? To put a smile on our face, I would have done committed so many homicides this week. Thank you so much, Mike. Hello, Madhouse Delicia, big man. Thank you, man.
You would have committed many homicides. Okay, cool. Thank you, Milkman. Good to know that. I feel very safe with you being in my wedding party this May. All right. So as you said before, thank you, Tuck. Also, TuckerMike.com. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. LonesomeLoser.biz. Not bees. You know the bees. Oh yes, that's what I wanted to talk about here. Here's a quick news story I can burn through here real quick before we go. There was a man caught in somewhere, Saginaw, wherever Saginaw is, caught. He put his wang in a car wash vacuum hose, you know, a car wash vacuum cleaner, and he got caught. He got arrested, and they just sentenced him to 30 days, I think he got for it, for public indecency. Is that really a crime? I mean, really? I mean, is it not maybe just someone was walking around? I guess someone was walking through and reported him being suspicious. I mean,
people got to use that hose later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I guess so, right? You could get AIDS on your car. Inside the carpet on the upholstery. You don't want that.
You
can get herpes on your car. No, yeah, I guess you got a point. But does that feel good?
No,
I mean, I've never put my dick in a vacuum cleaner before. Milkman, have you tried that at all?
No, I haven't, man. But I have a preference, though, man, for the cattle and the kitty cats,
Okay.
Well,
yeah, you like animals. I understand that. Talks the same way. He grew up on a farm. He's into that too. He grew up with sheep and horses. I heard the horse is like this long, right? See my arm right here? Like right there. That's what I heard. Not that I would know. That's what I heard. I don't watch those videos. But no, regardless though, it would seem that it would be painful to turn a vacuum on. Like to put my dick inside a vacuum hose and then turn it on and get off like that. I don't think I'd get off. It sounds like it would be the most painful hick I ever had. I'd be afraid that I would lose my penis into the vacuum cleaner.
Very dirty, man. Urinary tract infections and
Yeah, it's a public. It's a public vacuum.
That's worse than pounding sand.
Yeah, it's pounding sand. Yeah, that's kind of nasty. Good point, Milkman. Good point. Yeah. Note to self: don't never do that because of that. Also, how many calories are you supposed to have a day? Like, what is it? Is it 3,000 calories a day, or how many? What are you supposed to have to sustain yourself? Any idea? Is it 5,000?
Yeah, 3,000 is good.
3,000? Michigan baseball team to offer fans a 4,800 calorie hamburger at the ballpark. It's 4,800 pounds of 4,800 calories. The bun itself is made out of 1 pound of dough. 1 pound of dough in the bread only, dude. 5/3 pounds of beef. They call it the 1/3 burger. 5 slices of American cheese, a liberal dose of salsa, nacho cheese, and Fritos. That sounds like they just ruined a burger right there. Top it off with lettuce, tomato, and sour cream. And you have a burger that can be sliced with a pizza cutter and feed 4 people for $20. Jalapenos are optional. That sounds disgusting. Why would you put that in a hamburger? Why would you ruin a hamburger with salsa, nacho cheese, and Fritos, and sour cream? That sounds like a perfectly ruined piece of meat that could have been a very good large hamburger. I don't understand why anybody would ever want to do that to a hamburger. That's sacrilege, sir. Don't get out of here with that. I don't want to talk about that anymore because it just makes me angry. Ugh. But I did find a website, and I posted this on my Twitter feed. There's a recipe out there for, like, this hamburger it's, like, huge. It's a huge hamburger patty that you make, and then you use 2 pizzas, as the bun. Did you see that, Tuck? Did you see when I sent it out on Twitter? I got to find that. It's the most. I put it in the forums, actually. I posted it in the Madhouse forums. What? Yeah. Let me find that here, dude. I'm going to make that. If you go to the Madhouse forums, everybody, if you go under General, and I think it's called. It's like stuffed pizza hamburger or something like that. Somewhere here, I think I might have put it when I talked about the McMasterson, which I had one of those on Wednesday, and I haven't felt right ever since. I think maybe that's why I've got this acid reflux thing. Let me look at this McMasterson here. It's here, rather. Maybe not. Maybe I didn't post it for you guys. I could have sworn I put it in the forums for you people to read.
Maybe you just made it up.
No. No, I could have sworn I put it in here. I guess not.
Maybe you dreamed it.
No, man, it wasn't a dream. It was for real. Did I put in bacon explosion? No. Can't find it. I know it was awesome. It was like you took two frozen pizzas, right? And those were the buns. And it was a good, like, 3 pounds of hamburger meat with, like, 2 packages of bacon. Oh, man. And, like, shredded cheese and more cheese inside of it. And you mix the cheese with the hamburger meat to make, like, a patty or something crazy. Oh, Debbie Mansfield's calling back, Milkman. Should I answer it or should I let her leave a voicemail?
Yeah.
Let's let her leave a voicemail because,
hell,
you know.
Yeah, call it.
I don't know. I'm tired, man. Let's see if she leaves a voicemail.
Don't you feel like yelling at somebody before you hang up?
Oh, she hung up already. Never mind. I was about to pick it up. Well, honestly, I was about to hit the number. I'm not kidding you. I was going to hit the number. Yeah, I'll find that for next week, guys. I'll let you know about this awesome burger, but I'm going to make that. The next time we have a potluck at my work, I'm totally going to make it. I don't know if they'll eat it, but it's going to look so awesome. The thing covers half a desk. It's like the size, you know, it's a good, takes up a decent size of your oven when you make it. It's the size, I mean, the damn thing is the size of a pizza, like a burger that's the size of, you know, of a pizza around. Frozen pizza. Stuffed crust pizza they made it with, like a pepperoni pizza. It's, ugh. Get out of here. Get out of here. Anyway, we're done. We're out of here. Thanks for getting out of here. Thank you for listening, everybody. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. We'll be back on next week. April the 2nd, our next show. Maybe a Monday show. How about a Monday show? Milkman, what do you think? You're going to be around? Yes, you don't work. Tuck, what about you? Should we do a Monday show this week?
Hell yeah.
All right, I'll buy the newspaper on Sunday so we can do some...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Monday show this week, everybody. Monday morning at 10 a.m.-ish until noon.
Hey, when's 420 this year?
When's what? 420? Good question. Let me look at my calendar machine. If it's a Thursday, it might be a Thursday. It's a good question. It was a weekend last year. It's on a Monday. Ooh, that sucks. Oh, worst 420 ever. Oh, wait a minute. I got Mondays off, son. I don't work Mondays.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
420 show.
All right.
That's
what I'm saying.
Talk about.
Cool. There we go. 420 show this year then. Yeah, we'll do it on Monday. Monday morning. We'll do it at 4:20 a.m. No, 4:20 p.m. We could do it at 4:20 p.m. because I won't. I'll be off. All right, cool. It's on, man. 4:20 p.m. on 4:20. Catch you next week. Thank you, everybody. And Monday show this week. Be tuned. MadhouseLive.com.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.